approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
All right, come here.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the back seat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Back here to Frederick, Maryland on what is a warm evening here at the ballpark. Temperature 90 degrees here at game time. Of course, the heat wave across the country here, and Keys counteracting that, having cooling stations for their fans, just as we saw the previous two nights at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. And Adam Falinski, the right-hander, will face Grayson Hughes, Samuel Benjamin, Cade Climby, top of the order. Daniil Ortiz, Carson Luna, Brylan West, the middle three. Sam Erickson, Jake Mumaw, Max Bushyhead rounding it out in the order, and Dane Pengelly will get the ball for the spikes in the bottom half of the inning. Defensively for Frederick, Cam Clayton is at first, no relation to Royce. Brody Farr is at second. Elijah Clayton, who is the son of Royce Clayton, is at short. Alan Gil Fernandez at third. Outfield is Justin Thomas in left. Irvin Weems in center, and JoJo Jackson in right, with Dennis Kasumba, the Ugandan catcher, looking to make a path for those from his nation to also reach the major leagues. And again, mentioned Gifton Gopé, and it was actually 2010. Gifton Gopé was a shortstop for the Spikes. He went on to become the first player ever from the African continent to make the big leagues, a native of South Africa. And here is Trayson Hughes to lead it off for State College. Trayson with a 302 batting average, two doubles, a triple, a homer, and 11 runs batted in, second most on the team in 14 games. Swings with the first pitch, lifts it in the air left field. Thomas going back, reaches out and juggles it, drops onto the warning track, and Hughes will settle into second. We'll see what the ruling is on that one. It looked like Thomas was trying to make the basket catch. And, of course, like the Spikes did on Tuesday night, the Keys and their return home for the first time since Monday's news of the passing of the great Willie Mays, honoring him with a moment of silence pregame, trying to make that Willie Mays-style basket catch, but could not, and it will be ruled a double. And that'll bring up Samuel Benjamin, the right fielder out of Houston Christian. 423 batting average. He swings the first pitch, and it is a strike. 92 on the fastball from Falinski. Again, Benjamin leading all sorts of categories. He's third in the league in batting average. On a .531 on base percentage. That's fourth in the league as well. And again, five doubles, three homers, 15 runs batted in. All league-leading totals. And the 0-1 fouled away left side. 0-2 the count to Sam. Benjamin was at the plate as well, and you got to figure that the threat of him at the plate helped rattle Connor Schaus of Williamsport a little bit, forcing him into that balk to score the game-tying run. The 0-2 upstairs pops out of the mitt of Kasumba, but not far enough away for Hughes to advance. It's ball one. Change up at 88 upstairs there. Again, Falinski did not pitch this spring at Eastern Michigan. That's another opportunity that's in the offing for players in this league. I mean, Falinski is a guy who had definite talent at Eastern Michigan, but he's trying to get his name back on the radar. There goes Hughes on the 1-2 pitch. Pitch is high. Throw down to third in time. Got him. Tag applied by Gil Fernandez, whose hand just got sandwiched in between the foot of Hughes and the base. He checks to make sure it's okay. It's a good thing there was a glove on it. Otherwise, it would have been a lot more damage. But the caught stealing. Two balls, two strikes, and Dennis Kasumba. He is not a big catcher. He is listed at 5'6", 154. And he shows off the arm early on in this one. Full windup for Falinski in the 2-2. That's down and in, and kicks off the toe of Kasumba. But no harm, no foul. Simply ball three. Samuel Benjamin. Full count, one out. Base is clear now, top of the first. We're just underway here. And at Harry Grove Stadium in Frederick, and the pitch upstairs, ball four. So Benjamin works the walk, and Sam now with a 15-game on base streak, extending his league best in that arena. Now, of course, his 13-game hitting streak is also best in the league right now. He was the only player in the league to have played in and picked up a hit in all of his team's games to this point. Of course, the Spikes in West Virginia had played one more game than the rest of the league because last weekend and Friday night, again, Adam Falinski was to have started Friday in Williamsport. That game got washed out after an inning and a half, so no records official. Pitch upstairs for a ball, 1-0. Trenton unable to get underway at all against Mahoning Valley that night, but the Spikes and the Black Bears played. Cade Climie, the batter. In the right-handed box, national champion at Blinn Junior College this year, winning the JUCO World Series out in Grand Junction, Colorado. And the 1-0 fouled away, making his return to Happy Valley this year, a .357 batting average, .558 on base percentage, second best in the league, two doubles, four runs batted in 10 games. Standing in the right-handed box, the blue sleeve on the right elbow, and the pitch high and away for a ball. 2-1 the count. Cade is intending on continuing his collegiate career in the fall at the University of Houston, a strong Big 12 program. In fact, several Big 12 prospects across the Spikes roster from the start of the year, even now, and even adding on more as the throw to first sends Samuel Benjamin, who again is still third in the league in stolen bases, back to first. Spikes adding two pitchers today, including Texas's own Charlie Hurley, although it's only for another few days that Charlie Hurley's in a Big 12 school. He'll be at an SEC school come July 1st. Throw on to first, diving back Benjamin, but the tag in time, and the pickoff goes 1-3. And the Spikes have seen two base runners reach, but both of them erased. 2-1 the count to Climie. I'm not quite sure if that's a true reading there, but the speed of pitch here at Harry Grove Stadium said 105 after that throw to first. The 2-1 fouled away to the right side. 93 on the fastball from Falinski. Two balls, two strikes. Falinski, guy with velocity, not a whole lot of speed, a whole lot of spin to his pitches, I should say. 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Got a pass to him at 95, and the inning is over. Well, Spikes net, a hit and a walk, but they leave nobody. Walensky faces the minimum in the top of the first. Dan Pengelly's turn for the Spikes in the bottom half when we return on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Into the bottom of the first inning, and Dane Pengelly, the right hand around of New Mexico, a native of Rio Rancho, New Mexico, makes his third appearance, his first start of the year for the Spikes. Justin Thomas, Brody Farr, JoJo Jackson, top of the order to face him here. And Pengelly looking in at catcher Max Bushyhead for the shine. His first pitch of the night is swung on and fouled to the right side. Thomas, the Frederick left fielder out of Savannah, Georgia, Florida Southwestern State College. Teammates down there with Spikes pitcher Landon O'Donnell. He is batting 167 in his first four games, 2 for 12, but he does have a double and a run batted in, a 333 on base percentage. And that one, a strike over the outer edge, 93 miles an hour. Over the outer edge, and again, now the 0-2 pitch. Grounded left side, scooped up by Climey, third baseman, slings it across the diamond. West trying to stretch, and he holds the foot. Amazing play by Brylan West. Climey's throw wide, and Brylan sprawled while still keeping the toe of his right shoe on the bag, although there is some vehement objection from Frederick manager Jock Jones after that one. He came out of the dugout. Malik Blaze, the assistant coach, is coaching at first, but it's Jock who is the hitting coach here in Frederick last year before elevating to the manager role this season, much like Tim Battle over on the state college side. Of course, Jack, the former big leaguer for the Minnesota Twins most notably, but I am amazed that Brylan West was able to stretch that far and still keep his foot on the bag. It is the first out of the game, and now Brody Farr bounces one foul behind the plate. Left-handed hitting second baseman Farr out of Presbyterian College, the Blue Hose, down in South Carolina. He is a native of Greer, South Carolina. 22 years of age, 5'11", 180 pounds, and the 0-1. That fades low for a ball. 1-1 the count. Farr with the best batting average amongst the regulars for the Keys so far. 303 on the season, 500 on base percentage. In 11 games, he's collected three doubles, three runs batted in, and he has walked 13 times. He has more walks than hits. Drives one foul, third base side, 1-2 the count. One gone, bottom of the first inning in a scoreless game. Again, Thomas Farr, Jackson, top third of the order. Owen Carapelati, Alan Gil Fernandez, and Irvin Weems, the 4-5-6 hitters for the Keys. The 1-2 pitch, a breaking ball in the dirt, blocked by Bushyhead. And Max, even though he's just 18, that is the fashion these days. Catchers now are getting as low as possible, so you don't see too much of the classic crouch. You see, getting down low, extending one leg out, Tony Pena, one of the first to do that. El Gato, the 2-2. Lifted in the air, left field, ranging toward the corner and running it down is Trayson Hughes for the second out of the inning. That'll bring up JoJo Jackson. Jackson, the right fielder, out of Stone Mountain, Georgia. Georgia State University product, a switch hitter. He'll bat as a lefty against the righty Penn Gantley, 6'3", 215 pounds. He is 21 years of age. Jackson batting .235 with a .350 on base percentage in his first five games. Two doubles, three runs knocked in. The pitch. Fastball to strike on the inner half, 95 miles an hour. And Dane Pengelly has been really showing his stuff ever since he joined the Spikes last week on the road. Still yet to make an appearance in Medler Field at Lebrano Park, but there's plenty more coming up at the ballpark. Grounder left side, cut off by the third baseman, Climby. This throw on target to West, who merely has to raise the mitt to haul it in. The inning is over. Keys go down in order. In the first, we go to the second, scoreless on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
It's a great time of the year to explore our valleys in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. Head to Penn's Cave and Wildlife Park for a boat ride tour through America's only all-water cavern and farm nature wildlife park. Or time travel at Columbus Chapel and Bold Museum to explore European and American history collected over 200 years. Visit the Pennsylvania Military Museum to honor the Commonwealth's men and women in service in the armed forces, civilian activities on the home front, and Pennsylvania's contributions to military innovation. Learn more about the athletic history and the heritage of the legends of the blue and white at the Penn State All Sports Museum. Your adventures can include new hiking, biking, and walking driving tours. We're in the center of it all, shopping, dining, beautiful outdoors, and unique museums. Plan your adventures at happyvalley.com or stop in at the visitor centers located in State College, Bellefonte, and Phillipsburg.
.704 was brought to you by America's Carpet Outlet, your locally owned flooring provider located on North Hatherton Street in State College for over 25 years. Remember that America's Carpet Outlet is ACO. Daniil Ortiz, Carson Luna, Brylan West due up here in the top of the second. No score. Spikes have the only hit, and Daniil Ortiz swings with the first pitch and fouls it back to the screen. Daniil with plenty of hits so far, won the MLB Draft League Player of the Week honor for the opening week of the season. Ortiz still carrying a .380 average, a double, a homer, 8 RBIs, .522. The on-base percentage in his first 14 games with the Spikes. And the 0-1 foul back over the net this time. Bounces for a bit in the seats. 0-2 the count. Spikes' first visit to Frederick this season. Again, a four-game series. A little longer than the usual three-game set we've seen in the MLB Draft League. Here's a grounder on to short, juggle by Elijah Clayton, picks the ball off the dirt, throw on to first is in time to get Ortiz. Nice recovery from the son of a big league shortstop, Royce Clayton. Elijah making the play, and there's one gone. Now Carson Luna, the batter. Luna, just 18 years of age, out of Houston, but he is really got up to speed here in the MLB Draft League, playing against older players, guys who are as much as 22, 23 years old for the first time playing against that level player, and he is definitely acclimating himself. He went through some early struggles, but he has laced some solid base hits, started knocking in some runs, and he takes ball one low. Now the right-hander Falinski delivers, fastball at 95, upstairs, ball two. For the season, Luna batting .182, but a .280 on base percentage, a double. Eight runs knocked in, though, is actually tied for third most on the team. Again, he is getting hits in clutch situations. And the 2-0 Fastball along the inner edge for a strike. 2-1. Well placed by Polinski. And oftentimes, again, that's the debate in the sabermetric community, is does clutch exist? But most of the research says that it's not a matter of elevating your game in certain situations. It's a matter of maintaining your standard of play when pressure situations occur. And 2-1 pitch fouled away by Luna. 2-2 the count. And he jumps right back in the box, getting used to the pitch timer as well. And the next offering swung on and missed. Strike three. Second strikeout for Polinski. Two down in the top of the second. And here is Brylan West, the first baseman. Batting 367 in 10 games. Two doubles, five runs batted in. A 486 on base percentage. And he has stolen four bases as well. Here's the windup by the right-hander. The pitch to West. Fastball for a strike on the inner edge. It was at the same spot as strike two to Luna. So TrackMan is showing it a little inside, but I'll tell you what, Paul Willis, if he consistently makes that call, the players will adjust. That's the biggest thing. And the 0-1. Swung on, lifted foul, first base side, 0-2. Now, the other thing about, you know, using TrackMan, and it's a tremendous tool. I mean, we use it not only to see where the pitch was in the strike zone, but also the exit velocity of the ball, what angle it left at, the distance, the pitch speed, the spin rate, the break. And the 0-2 is a called strike three, but it is not a uniform strike zone, or it's at least uniform only to a fixed point. Doesn't account for the size of the hitter. But Adam Polinski has been pitching big so far. He's faced the minimum in his first two innings. Spikes down in order in the second, scoreless. More after this on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Bottom of the second inning, and the first pitch from Dane Pengelly in the frame is swung on and missed by Owen Carapelati, 93-mile-an-hour fastball. Carapelati to be followed by Alan Gill Fernandez and Irvin Weems. No score here in Frederick tonight. And the pitch outside for ball one. Bottom half of the second inning, Spikes have the only hit so far. A leadoff double by Trayson Hughes to begin the game, but he caught stealing. Spikes have had two base runners so far, but they both have been erased from the base paths. And the 1-1 swing and a miss. A beautiful slider from Dane Pengelly. That one started out at eye level, almost appearing, and dropped all the way down to the knees. 83 miles an hour, but boy, oh boy, did that have some break to it. And the 1-2, fastball down and in, pops out of the mid of Bushy Head. Simply ball two, though, as nobody on base. Pengelly removing the cap as he gets the new baseball from plate umpire Paul Willis. Puts it back on as he heads to the top of the hill. And And the timer moving. Pengelly looking in for the side from Bushyhead. Now he'll deliver with plenty of time to spare. 2-2. Driven foul. Third base side. Out towards the concourse area here at Harry Grove Stadium. And there's the lower level of seats behind home plate. Orange seat backs all the way around. And the upper level of seats is blue seat backs behind the plate. And then bleacher seating, general mission style, on the upper level behind third and first base. And the pitch is up and away for a ball, trying to slide her again, a miss, 3-2. Now Pengelly right back at it with a payoff pitch, fouled away behind home. And the count is full. Eighth pitch of the at-bat coming up. Wind up from Pengelly and the pitch. Called strike three. Fastball at 94. Frozen middle that time. And strikeout number one for Dame Pengelly tonight is brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Parents trust Mount Nittany Health with the most important people in their lives, their children. That's why we offer compassionate and comprehensive pediatric care. We're here to help. Visit mountnittany.org/pediatrics. Dame Pengelly's retired all four he has faced so far. Now taking on Alan Gil Fernandez, the third baseman, and the pitch. Fastball outside. Gil Fernandez has a big, that must be a sliding mitt. It's a big light blue, almost looked like a piece of paper folded up extending out of his back pocket, but it must be the sliding mitt. The 1-0 slider, low and away, 2-0 the count. Gil Fernandez batting 191 so far, but a 231 on base percentage. Two doubles, three RBIs in nine games. The 2-0, fastball and a strike on the outer edge. 93 on the speed of pitch. Two balls, one strike. Gil Fernandez out of the Dominican Republic, but played at the State College of Florida. Great JUCO program down the Sunshine State. Of course, former Spike Kevin Karstetter spent several years there before moving on to Arizona State University, where 2023 Spike Ethan Mendoza also played his college ball this spring. 2-2 the count to Gil Fernandez, pitch. And that one is low. Fastball a little heavy that time. Well, the count is 3-2. That had a good 12 inches of vertical break and 20 inches of horizontal break for a fastball. That's the amount of spin Dane Pengelly can put on it. Full count. Nobody on the pitch. Bouncer back through the middle to his right. Muma backhands it. Second baseman throw to first in time. And there are two away as Irvin Weems will step in. Weems, the center fielder, number six batter in the order, a Las Vegas native out of San Diego State University. 21 years of age, 6 foot, 195 pounds. Weems batting 156 with a 325 on base percentage, a double, four runs batted in. And Frederick is having its difficulties offensively as a team. The team batting average is only at 195 through the first 13 games of the season. On base percentage, a more respectable 346, however, helping to mitigate that, but averaging not quite five runs a game, the Keys. First pitch strike on the slider for Pengelly in the 0-1. Fastball in on the wrist, and Weems just got the handle of the bat on it and drilled it off the handle to the netting right next to on-deck hitter Cam Cleet. 0-2 the count. Two gone, bases empty, bottom of the second. No score in this one, the opener of a four-game series from tonight all the way through Sunday. And the pitch. Fastball at 97. Pengelly really rearing back there. He's the one bringing the heat this evening, but the pitch was outside, and it's 1-2. That was a great 0-2 pitch, though. A burner just off the zone. Elicit the swing. Now the 1-2. Slider lifted in the air, center field, and this will be the first Frederick hit of the game as it drops in front of Sam Erickson. Well, Weems shortening up a bit on two strikes and collects the two-out single. Now Cam Clayton up to the plate. Cam Clayton out of the University of Washington. A 118 average, a 211 on base percentage in his first six games, a double, a home run, three RBIs, but it was really his defense that made him stand out for the Huskies, all Pac-12 defensive team at shortstop. And the pitch, that's a strike on the outer edge, 0-1 the count. Defense can still be very valuable at all levels of the game. He was, Clayton, actually the Pac-12 Defensive Player of the Year, not just on the team, but the top defender in the league. And he was an all-Pac-12 player last season, had a 325 batting average in 2023 at Washington. 1-1 the count to him here, right-handed hitter. Weems leads off first. The pitch, check swing. Nope, he went around, says Paul Willis. Slider traveled outside, but the swing means it's strike two. Lights are on all the way around here, but there are clear skies above us. There's a little bit of wind, but no more than 10 miles an hour at most. Blowing out to left field. Flag is unfurled beyond the left center field wall. There goes the runner on the 1-2. Now trying to retreat. Throw back to first, but it's not in time. Weems bluffing towards second, but then a quick retreat to first, and Max Bushyhead already has been cutting down runners all over the place. He has been part of three strike-him-out, throw-him-out double plays this year. And now the 2-2 pitch homeward to Clayton is low for a ball, and the count is full. Bushyhead showing off the arm, and I think also there, too, wasn't quite he was rearing to throw to second to nab Weems, which he would have by a mile, but then he had to double clutch and throw back to first. Now the 3-2, swinging him in strike three. Weems is off there just as a matter of course, but it doesn't matter. It's the second strikeout for Dane Pengally, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health, fit for play, offers fitness and rehabilitation that gets results. Our providers help to reduce or eliminate pain quickly so you can get back to your normal activities faster. Visit MountNittany.org/fit-for-play. No runs, a hit, a runner left on base, two innings complete, no score on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
What is dadication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dadication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are hitting the field all summer long. Enjoy fun, affordable family entertainment as the future of baseball is on display in Happy Valley. Spikes games have something for everyone at the new look Mettler Field at Lebrano Park. From great giveaways to fantastic deals, from special appearances to plenty of fireworks, all the way through September 3rd. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or get the schedule and buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
The Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. Sam Erickson, Jake Mumaw, and Max Bushyhead, the 7-8-9 batters, due up for the Spikes, and Erickson swings the first pitch, lofts it to right field, the red, white, and blue popsicle bat. And it's into the hands of JoJo Jackson, the right fielder, for the first out. We've seen just one batter pass the minimum so far across both teams. Spikes have a double and a walk, but this is the eighth batter of the game with one out here in the top of the third. That is the minimum. Dane Pengally has faced just one batter past the minimum his first two frames. And time call before the first pitch to Mumaw, I think. A little dirt maybe in the eye, and Paul Willis granting time, but Adam Falinski completing the pitch just because stopping short on something like that does more damage than just following through and everybody else clearing out, and Dennis Kasumba is ready for it. While Willis checking with Mumon to make sure he is okay, and well, that may be the last timeout he grants in this at-bat. Walensky now looking in. Official first pitch of the third inning on the way. And that is drilled foul, third base side. Jake out of Florida Gulf Coast University. Left-handed hitting shortstop. He made, or second baseman rather, today, but he made a tremendous play at second base last night. A diving catch that took away a base hit. Might have been a difference maker in the game, as close as it was. And the 0-1 fouled away, third base side, 0-2. Jake batting 256, a 341 on base percentage, three doubles, four runs batted in. Over 14 games, also six stolen bases, tied for second most on the team. That's in seven attempts. 0-2. And a slow roller to the right side off the mound. It's a pitcher, Walensky, who grabs it underhand onto first, is in time. And Walensky's a big guy at 6'3", 200, but he was able to spring off the mound with a lot of momentum and make the play, and it's nice to have a pitcher who can defend his position well. Obviously, you have two different extremes. You have the Nolan Ryans, notoriously bad fielder, but of course blew the fastball by everybody, so didn't have to necessarily field his position. But then you have Greg Maddux, not only one of the greatest pitchers in working the strike zone of all time, but also a 16-time Gold Glove Award winner. First pitch to Max Bushyhead is low for a ball. Bushyhead, the number 9 hitter and catcher. 150 batting average, but a 414 on base percentage. And 1-0 to him is foul back. And certainly somebody who's playing beyond his years. He's been called upon here as an 18-year-old catcher to establish a rapport with these pitchers. Now, he is headed to the University of Oklahoma in the fall. He'll be in the SEC, and can see why with his performances here. 3-for-20 officially at the plate, but he has 9 walks this year. And ball skips away, 2-1 the count. Change up a little bit low. Two balls and a strike to Bushyhead. Bases empty, 2 outs, top of the third, 0-0 score. Walensky delivers, and a foul tip. Well, actually, that was a ball outside. It didn't hit the bat. It hit the glove of Kasumba and sailed to the backstop. So it is ball 3. Infield slightly shaded to the left. Gil Fernandez closer to the line at third, and the 3-1 swung on and missed. 93-mile-an-hour fastball, and the count is full. Bushyhead does not wear batting gloves up there, but he does have the wrists wrapped. Thumbs as well to help ease the burden on his hands in catching some pretty heated fastballs from these players as the 3-2 high and away ball 4. So Bushyhead drawing his 10th walk of the season. A base on balls with 2 outs sends it back to the top of the State College order. Trayson Hughes doubled to left field on the first pitch of the game, sending it past a retreating Justin Thomas, and then was caught trying to steal third. Now Bushyhead leading off first. Max has not attempted to steal this year, and he likely won't here either. Hughes shows bunt, the pitch inside, that deflects away from Kasumba, and moving up to second is Bushyhead. We'll see what the ruling is on that one, whether it's a wild pitch or a pass ball. That one might be a pass ball, and it is. And now first base umpire Dave Snyder is now down. He's going to chat with Paul Willis. In the meantime, the athletic trainer for Frederick is out. And that one might have caught Willis, actually. That's what happened there. Deflected off Kasumba's mitt and might have hit Willis. As Dave Snyder is chatting with him, and Willis really doesn't seem like he's too affected by it. He's not grabbing onto the arm or anything like that. And meanwhile, Well, now the discussion is continuing between Snyder and Willis. Now third base umpire Jim Clayton will come over to join it. And I'm not quite sure what they're discussing. Is it a catcher's interference call, maybe? Could be possibly catcher's interference. As it stands right now, it'd be a pass ball, but if Hughes' bat hit the mitt, then he would get first base. But nope, they're going to keep it the way it is. Passed ball to move Bushyhead to second. And Willis will clear the plate before what is going to be a 1-0 pitch to Trayson Hughes. Bushyhead in scoring position as the Spikes look to grab the first run of the game. 1-0. Slider down and in. 2-0 the count to Hughes. Trayson out of Ole Miss, Warner Robins, Georgia native. And certainly an affinity for Warner Robins, great family guy. Trayson Hughes in the pitch, lifted in the air, center field. Irwin Weems has no idea where it is, and the ball drops in front of him for what will be an RBI single. Weems just raised his glove up to his eyes. He is wearing sunglasses out there, but he had absolutely no clue where that baseball was. He's probably lucky it just dropped in front of him, didn't go right at him, but it's a base hit for Trayson Hughes. Second time he sent one to the outfielder who had an opportunity to make a play but just could not. And Hughes will record the RBI to give the Spikes a 1-0 lead. And there goes Trayson on the first pitch to Benjamin. It's fouled back to the screen, and Hughes will head back to first base. Trayson Hughes now with 12 runs knocked in this year, second most on the team. And he has been a versatile player. He's played left field, center field, and right field. He has also played first base several times this year, including last night. Takes off again on the 0-1. Pitch inside for a ball. Throw to second. Sweep tag by the shortstop. Clayton does not nab Hughes, so he does grab the stolen base. And I think Trayson Hughes is looking to test the arm of Dennis Kasumba. I think he's looking to rack up as many steals as he can this week, that's for sure. He is 7 for 8 now in steal attempts this year. When he was caught at third base in the opening inning, that was the first time all year he'd been caught stealing. And now Kasumba and Falinski relay the communication, change up the signs now with a runner on second. Two gone, top of the third. Spikes up 1-0 and looking to extend it. His base is empty, 2 outs, and the Spikes have conjured up some offense. The 1-1 to Benjamin. Upstairs for a ball. Pops out of the mitt. Dribbles in front of home plate, but not nearly far enough away for Hughes to think about taking third. 2 balls and a strike. For Dennis Kasumba, learning the game, someone who loves the game of baseball. It has given him tremendous opportunities already, and he's looking to advance in the game. The 2-1 pitch, that is foul, third base side. And pitch timer was down to 1 on that occasion, but all it has to occur is that the pitcher must start his motion to the plate and continue on with it before the pitch timer hits zeros. And there is action in the Frederick bullpen. And now stepping off before the 2-2 is Falinski. Christian Rodriguez, right-hander out of Cal State Fullerton, is warming up. Again, Falinski, he has made 2 starts already this year, but only a total of 3 1/3 innings. And he had faced the minimum in the first 2, which is probably why he got into the third for the first time as a key. 2-2. Tripled foul, first base side. The count remains the same. Rodriguez, 6'6 right-hander. Spikes actually just adding a tall right-hander out of Texas, Charlie Hurley, joining the club today. Left-hander, along with right-hander Hunter Alberini, product of the College of Southern Nevada, the JUCO in Vegas that produced Bryce Harper, among others. 2-2 pitch is swung on, foul tipped. I think that's a foul tip. Yeah, it's a dead ball. That's a foul ball. As Willis Took a while to call that a foul ball. Maybe he thought it was apparent. Dennis Kasumba, credit to Dennis. He scrambled back and was retrieving the baseball. In case that was not a foul tip, in case that was a wild third strike, and Paul Willis immediately says, Jim Clayton comes over to talk to him. Paul says, that was a foul ball, and I think it came right back and hit him. But it just took him a while. I think because the foul tip hit him, he wasn't able to signal foul ball right away. So now 2-2 the count. Trayson Hughes resumes his lead off second. Samuel Benjamin already has extended his on-base streak to 15 games with a walk in the first inning. And the pitch. And that is lined to right field. A base hit. Hughes getting waved in. JoJo Jackson coming up throwing, but the throw is to second. Hughes comes in to score. Back-to-back, two-out RBI singles from Trayson Hughes and now Samuel Benjamin to give the Spikes a 2-0 lead. And that'll be it for Adam Felinski. He'll go 2 2/3, but Felinski has thrown 43 pitches in the game, and Jack Jones will come out to take the baseball from him, and it'll be a new Frederick right-hander, and it will be Christian Rodriguez. We'll have the numbers on Rodriguez and the rest of this third inning after this call to the bullpen. Spikes now from a bases-empty two-out situation to a 2-0 lead, and the inning's still going on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
All right, get up here.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the back seat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Now back here to Frederick, Maryland, as the right-hander Christian Rodriguez continues his warm-ups. Rodriguez out of Cal State Fullerton. He's both college teammates and Frederick teammates with Evan Yates. But Rodriguez, 6'6", 223 pounds. He's 22 years old, a native of Orange, California. Rodriguez threw close to 70 innings this past spring for the Titans. He was a starter at Cal State Fullerton. He's been most in a relief role for the Keys, but he has tossed 13 and a third innings in three outings, a 4.73 ERA, a 1-0 record. He has allowed seven runs, all of them earned, 15 strikeouts to six walks, and Rodriguez has allowed a total of 13 hits over his 13 and a third innings, which are the most innings among active Frederick players. Now, the Keys have had some changeover among the pitching staff. They have had a few players who have departed to go to the MLB Draft Combine in Arizona. And the Spikes, of course, Jason Flores, the right-hander, departing as well. So now Cade Climie, the batter. Runner on first, two outs. Spikes have scored two runs with two outs here in the top of the third, and Rodriguez's first pitch of the night is down and away for a ball, 90 miles an hour on the fastball. Climie struck out in the first inning. But Cade with a 550 on-base percentage coming in, second best in the league. There goes Benjamin, and the pitch foul back to the screen. 1-1 the count. Adam Felinski goes 2 2/3 innings, allowing two runs, and it'll remain to be seen whether or not they're earned. He also is responsible for Benjamin at first base, so book not yet finalized on him, but three hits, two walks, Three strikeouts, 43 pitches, 27 for strikes. A throw to first, and Benjamin dives back in. Now, the pitchers, just as well as the catchers, so key to holding running games at bay. And again, the temptation is here that you're so focused on getting the hitter out that you forget about the runner, and the spikes have certainly taken advantage of that. 1-1 to Climby, fouled away first base side. Tim Battle has encouraged the spikes to be aggressive on the base paths, and he has put it in. He has the green light on for some of the spikes. He's not necessarily over there telling them to go. They pick their spots. Samuel Benjamin's one of them, and a throw to first, and Benjamin dives back in, dirtying up the uniform a bit, but haven't come close to applying the tag. Spikes in the navy blue jerseys tonight. Ribbon S logo on the left breast pocket. And the 1-2 from Rodriguez. There goes Benjamin. The pitch is low for a ball, and it bounces past Kasumba to the backstop. Benjamin takes second, and it will be a stolen base. He was breaking before the pitch was thrown. So it's going to be a stolen base either way. But it's a 2-2 count to Climby. Spikes now with two successful steals in the inning, and it was bases empty, two outs, but then Max Bushyhead drew a walk, got to second on a pass ball. Back-to-back RBI singles for Hughes and Benjamin. A couple steals thrown in, and the Spikes have something going as now Climby, the slow roller down the third baseline, taken on the run by Gil Fernandez, but is thrown out in time. It's an infield single for Cade Climby. Benjamin, running with two outs on contact, makes it to third. And that's three straight singles now for the Spikes, all with two outs, and Daniil Ortiz the batter. Ortiz is 0-for-1, rounded out to short in the second inning. Well, things were sailing here. First two and two-thirds for the Keys, but now Spikes are thriving with two outs, and that really is where their bread was butter the first week of the season when they were scoring runs left and right. And there goes Climby on the first pitch. That's low for a ball. There'll be no throw, and Climby has a stolen base. So now second and third, two outs, and it's that situation as well. Tim Battle wants to see the guy on first, take off for second, maybe even get a double steal out of it, but not risking Benjamin with two outs as Ortiz laces one foul, third base side to the grass berm just beyond the third base bleachers here at Nimmo Field at Harry Grove Stadium. One ball and one strike. Ortiz, again, 0-for-1 so far, but most consistent producer in terms of exit velocity this year. And that pitch down away, kicks away from Kasumba, and Benjamin comes in to score standing up. The ball gets past the pitcher, Rodriguez, but backed up by the first baseman, Cam Clayton. It'll be a wild pitch to score Benjamin. Climby moves to third, and it's a 3-0 lead for the Spikes. And that'll close the book on Adam Falinski in terms of his night, three runs against him, although the pass ball, again, we'll see if that results in any of those runs being rendered unearned, but runner on third, two down, and the pitch to Ortiz, and he pops this up. Sky high, right center field, taking charge is the center fielder, Weems, who puts it away, hat fell off the head, and his teammate JoJo Jackson will helpfully retrieve it for him. But the Spikes score three runs, all with two outs. They do so on a total of three hits, one runner left on base, end of two and a half. State College takes a 3-0 lead on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Luke, get out. Get it in your own bucket. Come on, roll. shortstop, number 32. Elijah Clayton.
Well, Dane Pengelly now pitching with the lead here in the bottom of the third. Elijah Clayton leading off against him in the inning. First pitch, bounce to the right side, taken by West. Flips to Pengelly, races Clayton to the bag and wins that race. 3-1 on the putout, one gone in the bottom of the third. Elijah and brother Royce Clayton Jr., both on this Frederick Keyes squad, the sons of the older Royce Clayton. Of course, a shortstop for many years across several MLB teams. Really a great defensive player. Great offensive player, too. Played himself in The Rookie. The dramatization of the story of Jim Morris, who became a rookie in the big leagues in his mid-30s. And Dennis Quaid, of course, played that role. And Royce Clayton was kind enough to play himself. First batter Jim Morris faced, who went down on strikes. First pitch swung on foul by Dennis Kasumba. Next offering is fouled off of the plate, 0-2 the count. Dennis, again in his second year in the MLB Draft League, he certainly has drawn a lot of attention, trying to make his name and make the name of Ugandan baseball here. He is looking for his first hit as a Key here in 2024, and that pitch misses low, ball and two strikes. Kasumba has played five games to this point. He is 0-for-6. He has walked twice. And he's got a smaller strike zone listed at 5'6", 154 pounds. Now Pengelly to the plate, called strike three on the outer half. Well placed by Dane Pengelly. Third strike out of the night for Dane. It's brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is ready to keep you in the game by providing exceptional care. Meet our team today at mountnittany.org/orthopedics. Two gone, bottom of the third. Here's Justin Thomas, the left fielder, who grounded out to Cade Climie on a terrific stretch by first baseman Brylan West. That was a close play, to say the least. And the first pitch slider is a strike over the outer half of the plate. No one won the count. 3-0 spikes here in the bottom of the third. They've out-hit Frederick 4-1 so far, and the 0-1 swung on and missed. 95 on the fastball. Dane Pengelly has been tremendous so far. He's thrown 37 pitches, 25 of them for strikes. Now on the 0-2, we'll see if he goes slider here. He does, and it's, no, he reared back. I should say he reared back and threw a 97-mile-an-hour fastball that still had a foot of vertical break and 17 inches of horizontal break. He got fouled back to the screen. He's hit 97 twice tonight. 0-2. Pengelly delivers. Swing and a foul back to the screen, and second verse, same as the first. One fastball again. 0-2 the count. And the pitch. That one is low, a slider that skips past Bushyhead for ball one. You know, classifying that as a cut fastball, 86 miles an hour. The properties of the changeup as well, but now the 1-2. That is low, bounces past Bushyhead, 2-2 the count, fastball that time. Spikes, of course, with lots of great promotions coming up. A stretch of 12 home games of the next 14 starting next Friday, the 28th. Tickets are available for all those and every one of the 35 home games still remaining on the 2024 schedule now at statecollegespikes.com. By the way, do want to keep your eyes peeled. We talked about, you know, you've heard it during the broadcast, plenty of guest appearances, giveaways. There are more in store for Spikes fans coming up. 2-2, slider, called strike three on the inner half of the plate. Strikeout number four for Dane Pengelly, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health has more than 30 different specialties, including orthopedics, pulmonary medicine, urology, radiation oncology, cardiology, and more. Meet our team at mountnittany.org. Three up, three down in the bottom of the third. 3-0 spikes now in the fourth on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
sixth inning is being sponsored by Clamondon Hospitality Partners.
Into the fourth inning, it's the Toyota RAV fourth inning, proudly brought to you by Toyota and your central PA Toyota dealers. For a dealership near you, visit Toyota.com. Carson Luna, Brylan West, Sam Erickson due up for the Spikes. 3-0 lead for State College. Christian Rodriguez notched the final out of the third inning, now delivers a strike on the lower portion of the zone, a slider, 0-1. Carson Luna, 0-1 tonight, swings of the 0-1 pinch, fouls it away right side. Joe Putnam along with you here at Nimio Field at Harry Grove Stadium. Spikes with 3 runs on 4 hits. Frederick, no runs, 1 hit. Dane Pengelly has had an outstanding first 3 innings. He's needed just 47 pitches to get through that stretch, and the 1-2 delivery is low. Now Rodriguez peers over the mitt, and the pitch to Luna. That's a chopper foul at the plate. I beg your pardon, 1-2 the count. It will remain 1-2. Again, Rodriguez pitched over 70 innings in the spring as a starter, so the Keys have him as a reliever. Meanwhile, there has been a change behind the plate for Frederick. Dennis Kasumba, not really ready yet. Still extremely raw as a prospect. Not ready yet to catch a full 9 innings, but he's getting experience. He got an at-bat. And 3 innings behind the plate, Irvin Escobar takes over for him, and Luna sends the 2-2 pitch down the left field line, out to the corner. Thomas cuts it off. Extra bases for Luna, and Luna on to second, and he might have been obstructed that time as well. And it looks like Cam Clayton, the first baseman, first base umpire Dave Snyder, is pointing at him. I'm pretty sure that Luna would have got second anyway, but maybe it was just a warning on this occasion, basically saying that's Luna's baseline. You can't be stepping in there and shielding him from getting to second. It will be a double, however, for Carson Luna. And now Brylan West to the plate. Luna now with 2 doubles and 8 RBIs this season. And West, 0-1 in this game, takes a fastball low. For ball one. Escobar, by the way, the new Frederick catcher, a returnee from last year's first half Keys, and a turn towards second, nobody covering, so Luna will just head back to the bag. No throw from Christian Rodriguez. 1-0 to Brylan West out of FIU. Waggles the bat in the right-handed box. Rodriguez out of the stretch delivers. Drops in the curveball, but it stays inside off the plate. 2-0. All 3 Spikes runs with 2 outs in the third inning. It's been a pretty clean sheet on both sides other than that frame. And the 2-0. That's fouled away first base side. 2 balls and a strike. 325 feet down the right field line. 325 down the left field line, 400 to dead center, a symmetrical ballpark here. And they do have multiple levels of outfield billboards, but a ball hit over the bottom layer is a home run. A throw on to second now, pickoff try, but Luna's back in time. Close one there as Brody Farr, the second baseman, came over to cover. A quick play, but Carson gets the right hand to the bag in time, and that's where the fact that we use the larger MLB-style bases here in the MLB Draft League might have come into play. Bouncer foul, third base side, 2-2. Of course, in college ball, it is still the traditional 14-inch bases, but the larger bases used here in the MLB Draft League help acclimate guys. And Luna, the beneficiary there. Now two balls, two strikes. The pitch. Fastball and a called strike three on the inner half of the plate. That was a good pitch from Christian Rodriguez. That's his first strikeout of the game. The Keys fourth as a team. Luna remains at second, one gone for Sam Erickson, who swung at the first pitch last time up. Flied out to right field. Sam, the native of Flower Mound, Texas, headed to Texas A&M this fall. So you got Texas, Oklahoma, A&M all represented. Just a nice community here before they become sworn enemies in the college season. Grounder up the middle on the first pitch, taken by Clayton, the shortstop. Throw to first. Cam Clayton on the other end has to do some fancy footwork, but he's able to keep his foot on the bag as the ground out goes 6-3. Clayton to Clayton, no relation. Luna moves up to third on the play, two outs top of the fourth, and here's Jake Mumaugh. Mumaugh grounded to the right side. It was the pitcher, Falinski, who came off the mound for the ground out, 1-3. We'll get you Falinski's final line here in a moment after the first pitch to Mumaugh, which is upstairs for a ball. Falinski goes 2 2/3 innings, three hits against him, three runs, and all three runs are earned despite the passed ball. Those runs rendered earned by further action. Two walks, three strikeouts, 43 pitches, 27 strikes. Fastball for a strike on the inner half, and it's 1-1 to the lefty Mumaugh. Falinski right now is the pitcher of record in the game for the Keys. Dane Pengele, the way he's going, he might be able to go fine tonight, but I don't know that the Spikes are going to want to stretch him out all that much. Jared Brown and Tim Battle, knowing that reinforcements are on the way on the pitching staff, as changeover occurred even today, but they do not want to tax Dane Pengele any more than they have to. He's certainly showcasing his best stuff, though, as the 2-1 fastballs a strike at the knees. 2-2 to Mumaugh. Luna at third, two outs. Five hits for the Spikes, one for the Keys, a 3-0 lead, and the column that counts for State College in the opener of a four-game series. And the 2-2 pitch fouled back to the screen. Count remains the same. Very little wind to speak of tonight here on a warm summer's evening in Frederick. Official game time temperature, 88 degrees, but clear skies. There are clouds way off in the distance, but that's all. And the 2-2 swung on and missed. Went after the low fastball, and that's the second strikeout for Rodriguez. Carson Luna with a leadoff double, but he's stranded. 3.5 gone. 3-0 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
As we get them set up, getting ready to race. Maddie's facing the wrong way. All right, Maddie, Nathan Porter. 3, 2, 1, go! And we have Maddie get the lead.
Bottom of the fourth inning, Dane Pengele has yielded just one hit through his first three innings. 43 pitches, 27 strikes, and he is humming along. His fastball's been up to 97 miles an hour. Slider in the low 80s, has had a lot of movement. Really, all of his pitches have had movement. He's mixed in the two-seamer from time to time as well. And now faces Brody Farr, who he elicited a fly out to left from in the first inning. And his first pitch of the inning is a fastball outside, 94 miles an hour. And Dane has somewhat of a three-quarters motion to him. So he winds, delivers, and the 1-0 sent in the air, left center field. Center fielder Erickson's got a beat on it and makes the catch. One away. Well, the way he's been able to mix in, I know we've got listeners tonight who know of Spike's pitchers of the past and how they performed, and Jordan Hicks the comparison right now, which is a good one to make. Jordan actually became the fastest pitcher ever measured by StatCast, 105 miles an hour. Now, he's not quite that way now. He underwent Tommy John surgery, but in the starting rotation for the Giants, and that pitch in the dirt to JoJo Jackson. There's the two-seamer from Pengelly. A little change, more of a change-up action here, but it's a ball one nevertheless. But Hicks actually was only 94 to 96, but could get up to 97 as well with the spikes. Pitch outside for a ball, 2-0 the count. He was part of the 2016 New York Penn League champions, was Jordan Hicks. And by the way, taking a look at the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard, Brandon Donovan, another former Spike, an Alabama native, a home run at Rickwood Field as the Major League Baseball game honoring the Negro Leagues at historic Rickwood Field in Birmingham, Alabama. Cardinals leading the Giants 3-0 as they go to the second. And the 3-0 pitch now to Jackson, who grounded out his first time up. Fastball for a strike on the outer half. Of course, the entire celebration this week at Rickwood Field was for one of Birmingham's native sons and one of the all-time legends of the game of baseball, Willie Mays. And unfortunately, the news came up. It was during the minor league game that was played at Rickwood Field on Tuesday night that Willie Mays passed away at the age of 93. The Say Hey Kid, influential in so many aspects of the game of baseball. So many of the stars that succeeded him and even onto today's generation idolized him, and he played the game with an enthusiasm and received his fans and his teammates alike that signature greeting, giving him the nickname the Say Hey Kid. And moments of silence last night at Medler Field at Lebrano Park, tonight here in Nimio Field at Harry Grove Stadium, and across the baseball world is joined together to remember Willie Mays, one of the greats of all time, 660 home runs, so among the all-time leaders in MLB plays. That pitch outside pops out of the mitt of Max Bushyhead, and that's going to be a passed ball to enable JoJo Jackson to move to second. Jackson did draw the walk. Owen Carapelati now with a 1-1 count to him. Here in the bottom of the fourth inning, Spikes leading 3-0. But the game at Rickwood Field, where Willie Mays started out, now officially started out his major league career as a member of the Birmingham Black Barons. And I know myself, Scott Walker, Spikes president and GM, Ben Love, our former colleague at the Spikes now in West Michigan, Jason Dombach, former Spikes president and GM, all had the opportunity to visit Rickwood Field when the minor league baseball promotional seminar was held down in Birmingham back in 2016. And the tradition of that ballpark, you can just feel it as the 1-2 pitch fly to left field, reeled in by Hughes. No movement by Jackson off second. That's the second out of the bottom of the fourth. And it was interesting. I'm not quite sure what the dimensions are, but there are actually two sets of walls at Rickwood Field, because when it was first built, of course, baseball parks were immense. Center field was 500 feet deep. I mean, you look at Willie Mays making the catch in the 1954 World Series, robbing Vic Wertz of a triple. He made that catch 450 feet from home plate, which would be a home run in every modern ballpark today. He is the first pitch to Alan Gil Fernandez is fouled away, strike one. But at that time, Polo Grounds, huge center field, although relatively short at the foul lines, it was almost a bathtub shape to it, where the 1954 World Series games were hosted by the New York Giants. As the 0-1 lined into center field, a base hit. Jackson rounding third. Erickson coming up throwing. Jackson's actually going to be held at third as the throw home was cut off by West. So now first and third, two outs. Just the second hit allowed by Dane Pengelly tonight. Gil Fernandez is aboard. And here is Irvin Weems, the center fielder, who notched the first Frederick hit of the night. That was in the second inning. The grand irony, of course, and I know we're jumping all over the place here, but so much tradition, so many stories that relate to Rickwood Field, which for a long time was also the home of the Birmingham Barons minor league team. They now play in downtown Birmingham. And the pitch. That's a strike on the outer edge. Slider that time from Pengelly. All right, check that. That's a fastball from Dane on the outer edge. 0-1 the count, 92 on the fastball. 3-0 lead for the Spikes, bottom of the fourth. Willie Mays made that catch 450 feet away from home plate. Here's a grounder to the right side, to his left. Mumaugh scoops it, throw on the run. What a play Jake Mumaugh makes. In the shallow grass in right field, he's able to scoop it. And he wasn't even able to set his feet, but made a great throw across the body to Brylan West, retiring Irvin Weems for the final out. Willie Mays makes a catch 450 feet away from home plate in that World Series game. Dusty Rhodes, and that was his name. The wrestler took his name from the ball player, hit a pinch hit, walk-off homer in the ninth inning that traveled a grand total of 251 feet because the foul pole was only 250 down the left field line of the Polo Grounds. That's old ballparks. Rickwood Field's one of them, hosting Major League action tonight between the Cardinals and the Giants. More on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard and more from Frederick after this. Spikes lead at 3-0 as we go to the fifth on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Into the fifth inning, Max Bushyhead, Trayson Hughes, Samuel Benjamin due up for the Spikes, a 3-0 lead for State College, all the runs in the third inning. And Max Bushyhead, who walked to kickstart the Spikes' three-run flurry, all with two outs in the third, steps in for his second plate appearance, scoring that first Spikes run. The catcher takes ball one up and away. Christian Rodriguez back on the mound. Got the final out of the third inning for the Keys. Pitching the fourth, now the fifth as well. No further action in the Frederick bullpen, nor for State College down the left field line as the 1-0 pitch is low for a ball, 2-0 the count. Talking about the game honoring the Negro Leagues, the Major League game. Of course, we talked about how the Birmingham Barons way back in the day played their games at Rickwood Field, now play downtown, but the Barons were able to play game Tuesday night at Rickwood Field as well. And the pitch. That is cued. Left side charging in. Third baseman Gil Fernandez throw to first. Snag by Cam Clayton. That's a tremendous job by both players. As for Gil Fernandez charging, lost the hat on the way. The dreads in full effect. But then Cam Clayton having to pick that out. And Bushyhead bearing down from first. It's a 5-3 ground out. One down to the top of the fifth. The Birmingham Barons hosting the Montgomery Biscuits, the two minor league AA teams in Alabama. Montgomery winning it 6-5 on Tuesday night. Is that pitch a breaking ball for a strike? Actually, that's a fastball. That had a lot of break to it. 93 miles an hour to Trayson Hughes, who's 2 for 2, a double and a single. And the pitch in tight for ball one. Fastball again. He's 1 for 2 in steal attempts. He has knocked in a run. He has scored a run. Trayson Hughes, a little bit of everything tonight, looking to make his mark. In this four-game series in Frederick, and the 1-1 popped up foul behind the plate. Floats out of play over everybody's head here in the press box area. Ball and two strikes. Checking to see how the major league action is doing right now is the 1-2 down and away. Ball two. Well, now it's 3-3 between the Cardinals and the Giants. Top of the third inning. Cardinals scored 3 runs in the opening inning as that pitch in tight. Hughes gets out of the way. 3-2 the count to Trayson. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. 92 on the fastball that time, and it is the third strikeout for Christian Rodriguez. It's the sixth strikeout for Frederick pitching. Rodriguez has now retired 5 straight. Facing Samuel Benjamin, the only spikes batter in the order he has not faced yet tonight. Benjamin walked in the first inning, was picked off, but then drove in a run with his single in the third, stole a base, and came in to score on a wild pitch. 3-0 State College, top of the fifth inning, and Rodriguez delivers, and Benjamin sends this one slicing down the left field line, drops in for a base hit, and skips toward Thomas, but Justin Thomas able to corral it before it can go all the way to the wall. Benjamin took the turn at first, holds there with a two-out single, his second hit of the night. Now Sam has a hit in 14 of the 15 games the Spikes have played this year. It's kind of like Joe DiMaggio, you know, he had a 56-game hitting streak, still the record, probably never going to get broken. Ken Keltner and Cleveland stopped the streak. DiMaggio then went on to have another, what was it, 26-game hitting streak right after his 56-game streak was stopped. And the pitch. That's a strike on the inner half to Cade Climie, a breaking ball. The Cardinals Giants game in Birmingham, the only game currently ongoing in the big leagues. Later on tonight, Brewers and Padres at 9:40 in San Diego. Again, Brendan Donovan with a 2-run homer in the first inning for the Cardinals, the former State College Spike. At one time, held the Spike's single-game RBI record. He is one of the players with a grand slam in Spike's history, and the 0-1 sliced into center field off the bat of Climie. 103 miles an hour off the bat, the power slice to be sure. But Climie, the solid single, moves Benjamin to second, 2 down, top of the fifth. And now Daniil Ortiz, the batter. Ortiz is 0-for-2, grounded out to short in the second inning, flied out to right in the third. 7 hits now for the Spikes as a team. Benjamin has 2 of them, Climie has 2 of them, Hughes has 2 of them. Top of the order is producing, which you like to see in an offensive setup. And Ortiz, even though he's 0-for-2, his flyout, which was really a pop out, a mile high, was hot last time. And this time, he laces one between short and third, a base hit. Rounding third is Benjamin. He'll score standing up. And Daniil Ortiz, 101 miles an hour off the bat, on what ended up being a sharply grounded single between short and third, brings in Benjamin to make it 4-0 Spikes. Cade Climie moving up to second on the play, and Carson Luna the batter, and once again, it was bases empty, 2 outs, and here come the Spikes with a flurry. Harken back, and go back to it again and again, don't think we've seen a sustained offensive performance from a Spikes team like the one we saw the opening weekend at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. 38 runs, 50 hits, and a lot of that production was like this, with 2 outs. And the breaking ball low and away, ball one. And I keep going back to it. Spikes manager in 2022 and 23, Dave Tremblay, would say to his clubs, 2-out scoring can be demoralizing to the opposition. That pitch in the dirt. Escobar scrambles on top of it, throws to behind a second base, and it gets away from the man covering, and Climby, who advanced to third, goes all the way home. It's 5-0 State College. And that one might be a little intricate. It'll be a wild pitch to bring in Climby. That's what it'll be. Climby had... All right, so there it is. So the wild pitch advances Climby to third, Ortiz to second, then E2 to score the run, and here is a liner to left field off the bat of Carson Luna, but it's in the mitt of Justin Thomas. But so the wild pitch in the air scoring yet another run, 3 2-out hits in the inning for the Spikes. They scored 2 runs, 1 runner left on base. End of 4.5, halfway home at Nimmo Field at Harry Grove Stadium. 5-0 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
And we got a few groups with us tonight. We say thank you to Thompson Gas for joining us. The Kingdom of Group is with us. Make some noise, Frederick National Laboratories. Jerry Spencer Group is joining us. We welcome the Della Plains Center. Let's have a big hand for the Emmett Square and Wolfville Elementary School. Thanks for coming out today for County Thunder Dogs. And we welcome the Frederick Center and, of course, Miranda Wrights.
First pitch of the bottom of the fifth inning, a fastball up and away from Dame Pengelly. Next offering, fastball at 93 over the outer edge of the plate. 1-1 to Cam Clayton. We followed by Elijah Clayton, no relation, and Irvin Escobar. And the pitch, that is outside, ball two. Went slider that time. Pengelly has gone the distance so far. 4 innings to this point, throwing... When you add in the 3 pitches in this inning, 65 deliveries, 42 of them for strikes. And now the 2-1 fastball missed low, 3-1 the count to Cam Clayton, who struck out against Pengelly in the second. 5-0 Spikes. Tim Battle, Jared Brown trying to get Dame Pengelly 3 more outs, put him in line for a victory in this game. And the pitch, a strike, fastball at 94 over the outer half. Pengelly hasn't lost a whole lot of velocity since he began the game. Payoff pitch. Swing and a foul tip into the mitt. Strike three. Bushy head hangs on. And that is the 5th strikeout for Dane Pengelly tonight. Brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Looking to be part of an all-star team, Mount Nittany Health offers exciting opportunities with excellent pay and benefits. Apply today at mountnittany.org/careers. One gone and Elijah Clayton the batter. Elijah 0-for-1, grounded out to first with a pitcher covering in the third. And Pengelly delivers, fastball for a strike. Outer half of the plate to the right-handed hitter. 0-1 the count. Ramada out of town scoreboard in the MLB Draft League tonight. Williamsport leading Mahoning Valley 6-1, top of the seventh. Start of a 4-game series there as well. The slider fouled away first base side, 0-2 the count. West Virginia hosting Trenton for 4 down in the Mountain State, and the Black Bears lead the Thunder 4-1, top 7. 0-2 pitch, fouled back to the screen. Told you about the game at Rickwood Field, historic Rickwood Field in Birmingham. Cardinals have now regained the lead at 4-3 in the bottom of the third inning. And the 0-2 pitch, slider low and away. Clayton lays off. One ball, two strikes. Elsewhere in the big leagues earlier today, the Diamondbacks over the Nationals 5-2. Guardians top the Mariners 6-3. The 1-2 pitch to Elijah Clayton. Swing and a miss, strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts for Dane Pengelly. Six total on the night. Brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health Express Care. Now open in the Hills Plaza and State College on South Atherton Street. Offer same-day patient visits with no appointment needed. Learn more at mountnittany.org/expresscare. Two down to the bottom of the fifth, and here is Irvin Escobar, first at bat of the game, after coming in for Dennis Kasumba behind the plate in the fourth inning. Escobar, a returnee from last year's Keys, product of Bethune-Cookman University out of Barceloneta, Puerto Rico, 6 foot 205 pounds. He takes a slider for a strike on the outer half. Now the 0-1 pitch from Pengelly. Taken for a ball outside. That's the two-seamer, the cutter from Pengelly, I should say. Escobar, 22 years of age, the 1-1 pitch. Four-seam fastball outside. Ball two this season in his return to Frederick. Escobar with a 120 batting average, but a 303 on-base percentage in eight games. Four RBIs in that span. And Pengelly with 2 outs, bottom of the fifth, delivers. That's a fastball for a strike, 93 on the gun over the outer half of the plate. There is no action in the Spikes bullpen. Heck, by the way, he's going. Pengelly, who is approaching 80 pitches, he might be able to start the sixth inning. And the 2-2 delivery popped up foul, first base side. West taking a look, but this will slide along the netting above the Keys dugout on the first base side. So a foul ball. Not a whole lot of foul territory here at Harry Grove Stadium. In fact, it decreases sharply, especially as you get past the bullpens, which are in the warning track down each side of the field. The Spikes down the left field side, the Keys down the right field side. By the time you get to the foul pole in each way, there's about a foot of foul ground. And the 2-2 popped up. West takes a look at it again, this time going into the Keys bullpen, but it tumbles onto the grass berm behind it. Keep the count, 2 balls, 2 strikes to Escobar. Five nothing Spikes here in the bottom of the fifth inning. 3 runs in the third, 2 in the 5th. And the 2-2 pitch once again. Chop foul at the plate. Count remains the same. Rays defeated the Twins 7-6 in 10 innings earlier today in the big leagues. The Astros over the White Sox 5-3. Dodgers defeat the Rockies 5-3 in Colorado. Royals over the Athletics 3-2. All Orioles today at Yankee Stadium, 17-5, and a smoked liner. Immediate signal of foul by Dave Snyder. Close one down the line, but Snyder adamant from the get-go. So, tend to say that that is indeed what happened. When an umpire makes a call like that right away and with a lot of force behind it, he saw it. 2-2. That's foul back to the screen. Lengthy at bat in this one. In fact, this is the 10th pitch of the at bat coming up. Grounded on to short. Coming in on it, Luna gloves it. Pumps, throw on the run to first in time. And Dane Pengelly sets the Keys down in order in the fifth. He is pitching tremendously well tonight, 83 pitches through 5 innings, and hasn't allowed a run and only 2 hits and a walk against him yet. To the 6th, 5-0 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Nimio Federal Credit Union is serving Frederick and Montgomery counties. Federally insured by NCUA, an equal housing lender.
Jimmy Tattoos. I just hit my pinky toe into a corner of a wall. That's it.
Could Michael Wilhelm Sr. please report to the Maid Brigade Guest Services counter opposite the entrance? Michael Wilhelm Sr. to the Maid Brigade Guest Services counter, please. This interview is being sponsored by the 4th Dimension Fun Center. The new dimension is fun.
Brylan West, Sam Erickson, Jake Mumaw. Two up here in the sixth inning for the Spikes, leading 5-0 here. A balmy evening in Frederick, Maryland, as it is around the country. West is 0 for 2 with a pair of strikeouts, but he swings with the first pitch here, lifts it deep to left field. Justin Thomas going back. He'll just look at this one go over and out. Solo homer for Brylan West. His first home run is a Spike, and it makes it a 6-0 game here in the top of the sixth inning. Two doubles, five RBIs entering the game, but he goes deep here. 363 feet left the yard at 97 miles an hour. So Brylan West, a leadoff homer off Christian Rodriguez here in the sixth. The ninth Spikes hit of the game. And that'll bring up Sam Erickson. And Sam has changed up his bat somewhat. He's not using the red, white, and blue popsicle bat now. He's got a black bat, solid black, from the barrel to the handle. And he takes a strike on the outer edge. 0-1 the count. Wind up by Rodriguez, and the Cal State Fullerton righty delivers a breaking ball for a strike on the outer half of the plate. 97.4 miles an hour to be exact. The exit velocity on that home run. And the 0-2 swung on and missed. Breaking ball got Erickson. Strike three. That's the fourth strikeout for Christian Rodriguez tonight. One down here in the top of the sixth. And now a change for the Spikes, and we'll see more of them in the bottom half of this inning. Blake Wilson will now pinch hit here. And he's likely, he can take over at either second or short. Jake Mumaw finishes 0 for 2. And that's, again, this is what Tim Battle is doing to maximize opportunities for the Spikes up and down the order. And there'll be even more Spikes coming in. The reinforcements on the way already today. Well, we said so long to Tyler Boudreaux, who was outstanding in 5 2/3 innings on the mound last night. His final start as a Spike was his best one by far. But he is departing. We thank him and wish him the best down at Texas Tech. Tanner Wiggins also departing today. And the 1-0 pitch to Wilson, bounced foul behind the plate. Derek Wiley, the outfielder from Warner Robins, Georgia, is well departing, and certainly wish him the best down the line. But the Spikes adding Charlie Hurley and Hunter Alberini. Alberini, a right-hander out of College of Southern Nevada. Charlie Hurley, 6'8", out of Texas. So a pair of arms added to the pen is a pop fly, third base side of the bat of Wilson, and Gil Fernandez in front of the Spikes dugout makes the catch. Had one arm on the railing to steady himself, but made the catch with the other, and that's a legal play. Two down as Wilson heads back to the dugout. Here's Max Bushyhead. Spikes catcher is 0 for 1 with a walk and a run scored. That's one position, though, where it's been a one-man show for the most part, although Bushyhead last night came in for the MLB Draft League overtime tiebreaker after Manny Jackson had caught the first nine innings. Bushyhead got the call for the 10th and shook off an early misplay in the inning to help the Spikes hold on after a 3-3 regulation tie, recorded three outs on defense, and won the game as a result. The 1-0, fastball low and away, 2-0 the count. And I'll tell you what, fans who've never been to a Spikes game before, they see that MLB Draft League overtime tiebreaker It's one of the most exciting things they've ever seen. Pitch down and in for a ball, 3-0. You add on the victory lights on top of it, and Medler Field at Lebrano Park was hopping last night. 3-0, the count to Bushyhead with Trayson Hughes on deck. The pitch, that is swung on, popped up, right field, floating towards the mitt of JoJo Jackson, who creeps further in, raises the mitt, makes the catch, the inning over. But Brylan West started off the sixth with some fireworks, a solo homer to left field, his first as a Spike, and it's a 6-0 lead for State College as we go to the bottom of the sixth on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Tag number 26388CG, those are Maryland tags, Silver Toyota Camry. Please report to your vehicle immediately, please. Because you have the dirtiest car in our parking lot. And you've won an Eddie Car Wash, courtesy of Frederick Shell Car Wash. Hey, while you're there, remember to fill up with Shell V-Power, America's best-selling premium fuel. Frederick Shell is located on the Golden Mile, 40 West End, Frederick, home of the best exterior car wash. Once again, congratulations and report to your credit Camry. Interested in bringing your group, small or large, to the Neal Field? Remember, we have great options for groups of all sizes, and we look forward to seeing you this summer. For information on booking your group, reach out to our group sales at 301-815-9900 or stop by the May Brigade Guest Services booth for more information.
Nope, it's good. Thank you. Fans of Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. Changes in the field for the Spikes. Blake Wilson, who pinch hit for Jake Mumaugh in the sixth inning, will stay in, take over for Jake at second base. Tyson Bass now in the game for State College as well. He's in right field, and the first pitch from Dane Pengelly to Justin Thomas. Cue to the right side, and Brylan West trying to pick it up. The first baseman, it slipped out of his hand. And Thomas, the leadoff man in the order, is aboard. Second baseman, 84th pitch of the night for Dane Pengelly. And with Thomas effectively laying one down to get on, it'll be ruled an error on Brylan West, though. E3 the call. That's the first Spikes error of the evening. And Thomas now aboard as Brody Farr steps in. Left-handed hitting second baseman, 0-for-2 against Pengelly. Third time through the order for Dane. The hope is he can finish out this sixth inning. Sam Swigert warming up in the State College bullpen, or just starting to warm up. Hasn't really started throwing from the mound yet. First pitch, fastball outside, ball one. Now Pengelly ramped up, of course, through New Mexico's season. So use a bouncer right back to Pengelly off the mitt. Now Luna will come in and pick it up, but everybody's safe. He has no playing. That's a base hit for Farr. A hot grounder up the middle. Pengelly nearly able to haul it in, but it deflects off the mitt. Infield single puts runners on first and second, and this is just the second time in the game that Frederick has had more than one base runner on at any time. They had first and third with two outs in the fourth inning. And Pengelly elicited a ground out from Irvin Weems. Now JoJo Jackson, the batter, 0-for-1 with a walk, the only free pass Dane Pengelly has issued tonight. 6-0 lead for the Spikes in the bottom of the sixth, but Pengelly trying to keep the goose eggs going as the first pitch strike finds the knees of Jackson. 0-1 the count. And now the moon making an appearance, nearly full, apparent over the right center field wall, just behind that light pole. And the 0-1 fastball, a strike on the inner corner. 93 miles an hour from Pengelly, 0-2 the count. First and second, nobody out. Jackson waggles the bat. Pengelly rises to the stretch. The pitch. Bouncer up the middle. Taken by Luna, but his only play is to first. His momentum carried him past the bag. Thomas will move to third, far to second. He might have tried to do something fancy up the middle, and I think that's what I think it's what Blake Wilson's kind of telling him right now. He could have tried something my way, but Carson wasn't taking any chances, I don't think. Second and third now with one out for Owen Carapelati, who is 0 for 2 with a strikeout and a flyout. Spikes have out, hit the keys, 9-3 tonight. Three runs in the third, two in the fifth, one in the sixth on Brylan West's home run. And the first pitch breaking ball in tight. Carapelati with a check swing, but he did hold back. Ball one. MLB Draft League scores right now, and actually both of those games are late in the contest now. The 1-0 foul back to the screen, 1-1. West Virginia leading Trenton 5-1, top of the eighth inning. Williamsport with a 6-3 lead on Mahoning Valley in a matchup of the teams currently tied for first place in the MLB Draft League standings. That game in Williamsport's in the bottom of the seventh. 1-1 the count to Carapelati. Pengelly sets, delivers. Fastball dips low, ball two. The Ramada Out-of-Town Scoreboard is brought to you by the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, located on South Atherton Street in State College. The Ramada is the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. 2-1 the count. Pengelly set at the belt, the pitch. Fastball high and away, 3-1. This is an interesting situation as a pitcher. You know that you want to get out, so you want to get out of the inning. A walk here, though, you know, is not the worst thing. Means there's forces at every base, makes a double play more of a likelihood. Pengelly delivers. This is chop foul, first base side. But, of course, you get an out here, and now all of a sudden you're one out away from a sixth scoreless inning if you're Dane Pengelly. 5 1/3 so far. He has yielded three hits and a walk. Right-hander sets. 3-2 to Carapelati. Fastball. Oh, boy. A lot of movement to that one, and that did not miss by much if it missed at all. But it is called ball four. And now here comes Jared Brown, the pitching coach, and I think this is the warning visit. This is Brown, hey, I need you for one more batter, Dane. 95 pitches, 63 strikes. Sam Swigert is warming up in earnest now in the State College bullpen. And credit Dane for doing this. It is a warm evening here. But, of course, Rio Rancho, New Mexico, this would just be Thursday, I'm sure. Temperatures now dipped into the 80s, but Pengelly has certainly spun a gem here today. He encounters bases loaded, one out, and now Paul Willis, the plate umpire, will come out to the mound to break up this meeting. And this also is to give Sam Swigert more time. Jared Brown will go back to the dugout. He's looking to see if Sam is ready. It looks like Swigert is ready. This would be interesting if Tim then comes out to make the change right now, but I don't think he will. That was the one-batter warning. One more batter for Dane Pengelly. Get out of a jam. Finish off in style on this superb outing. And the pitch to Alan Gil Fernandez. Fastball upstairs, ball one. It is a 6-0 lead for State College. Pengelly is now qualified and in line to be the Spikes pitcher of record tonight. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. Fastball by him at 92. Dane reached up to 97 miles an hour with a fastball in this outing. He's had good spin on it throughout. He has sprinkled in the cutter. showed a great slider. The 1-1 swung on and missed. 1-2. That's the thing about the spin as well. When you get high spin, the velocity is leveled off just a tad, but the spin is still there. It's dodging bats. Pitch in tight, though. Hits Gil Fernandez on the hand. And that'll bring in a run, and that will likely be the end of the evening for Dane Pengelly. But what an outing he's had. Coming in to score is Thomas, and the goose egg is broken here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Farr moves to third, Carapelati to second. First hit batsman of the game. Now Tim Battle is poised and ready to come out to the mound, but he's waiting for the Frederick training staff to finish tending to Alan Gil Fernandez, who seems to be okay, suffering no ill effects from a rash of pitches that have hit batters and knocked him out for long stretches. Mookie Betts, Aaron Judge. But the pitching change is made, and what an outing for Dane Pengelly tonight. 5 2/3 innings. He is responsible for the runners on base right now. But thus far, one run against him. And in fact, as it stands currently, that run is unearned because it was a batter that reached via an error to start the inning. But he yields just 3 hits. He walked 2, he hit 1, 6 strikeouts for Pengelly, one of the finest outings of the summer so far for the State College Spikes. 99 pitches, 65 for strikes. Sam Swiger takes over for State College, and we will have the numbers on Sam and the rest of the sixth inning for you right after this. Call to the bullpen. State College up 6-1 on Frederick in the bottom of the sixth inning on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics. So Sam Swiger, the new pitcher on the mound for the Spikes, making his fifth appearance, 0-2 record, a 7.11 ERA, 6 1/3 total innings, 6 runs against him, 5 earned on 14 hits, 8 strikeouts to 4 walks, batting average against him, .424, but looking to improve upon that here. He's in with the bases loaded, one out, first pitch fastball, upstairs ball 1 to Irvin Weems, right-handed hitting center fielder. 1-for-2 in the game, one of just 3 hits against Dane Pengelly. And 5 1/3 innings for Dane on the mound. So far, 1 unearned run against him. 1-0, popped up foul, first base side. 1-1 the count. Again, 3 hits, 2 walks, 1 hit batsman, 6 strikeouts, throwing 99 pitches, 65 of them for strikes. Now Sam Swigert is calling over Max Bushyhead, but Paul Willis, the plate umpire, coming in as well. And this will be one of those, again, they're just sharing signals, and he wanted Paul Willis to eavesdrop, because if it's simply to share signals, the collegiate rule, which is what the MLB draft league is going by here in the first half of the season, is that it does not count as a defensive mound visit. If it's merely to make sure you are correct in your lines of communication, then no penalty. And the 1-1 to Weems fouled away, first base side, 1-2. 6-1 the score in favor of the Spikes. Out hitting Frederick 9-3, one error each way. It's that error that started this inning that so far has rendered the lone Frederick run unearned, but it'll depend on the further action of the game how many other runs might be earned. The 1-2 breaking ball in the dirt, blocked by Bushyhead. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Outfield for the Spikes, Trayson Hughes still in left, Sam Erickson in center. Tyson Bass went in to right at the start of this inning. Cade Climie's at third base, Carson Luna at shortstop. Blake Wilson went in to play second after pinch hitting in the top of the sixth inning. Ryland West at first, Max Bushyhead the catcher. The 2-2, the base is loaded, one gone, up and in for a ball at 91 miles an hour. Flag in left center field, the American flag barely moving of the tall outfield billboards, although only the first 8-foot portion at the bottom constitutes the home run wall. The 3-2 smoked on the ground, third base side foul. Count remains the same, and Trayson Hughes, a pretty nifty flip with the glove onto the Spikes bullpen, which is on the warning track down the left field line in foul ground. Another 3-2 from Swigert. Popped up foul, first base side. We'll do it again. Saw this from Irvin Escobar last inning. Pengelly eventually put him away with a ground out to short. Base is loaded, one out here. If it's a sharply hit ball, could get the Spikes out of the inning. Really a ball with any kind of speed to it. Swigert sets at the letters. Payoff pitch. Slider's high, a check swing by Weems, but no appeal. It will appeal down to first and safes the call. Farr scores. Carapelati to second, Carapelati to third. Gil Fernandez to second on the bases loaded walk by Irvin Weems at 6-2. And that run will be an earned run on Dane Pengelly's record as Cam Clayton now steps in, 0-2 with a pair of strikeouts. Swigert to the plate. Upstairs a ball. A 6-0 lead for the Spikes has now become 6-2, and now some stirring on the Frederick side in the bullpen. Actually, what it is Christian Rodriguez, who is the current pitcher for the Keys, just warming up just to keep alive as the Keys have extended this inning. Clayton, the seventh batter of the stanza, as the pitch fouled away, 1-1. Now Swigert leans in, gets the sign, and the 1-1. Swing and a miss on the breaking ball, nicely blocked by Max Bushyhead as well. Catcher's job, extremely important in this situation. You need to keep everything in front of you. If it gets to the backstop, it's likely a run. Especially here at Frederick, there's not the bricks that have the hard bounce back at times. And the breaking ball low and away. And again, Bushyhead blocks it. That pitch is a ball to make it 2-2. Keys wearing their home whites tonight. The Keys word mark across the chest. Black numbers outline in orange. Lower left-hand portion of the jersey. And the 2-2 foul back to the screen. Black numerals outlined in orange on the back as well. Black and orange stripes down the sides of the legs of the white pants. Keys wearing their black caps with the orange bills. The batting helmets, however, are all black. And with the bases loaded, one out, the 2-2 pitch, a liner on a hop to Luna. Flips a second for one on the first double play, the ninth double play. The Spikes have turned on the ground this year. It goes 6-4-3. Carson Luna played that perfectly to start the double play going. And the inning is over. Frederick does get on the board with 2 runs on 1 hit, 1 error, 2 runs left on base. Dane Pengelly will officially have 1 earned run on the record, but he pitched a gem here tonight. He's in line as the pitcher of record right now with the Spikes leading 6-2 going to the seventh on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Sizes from weddings to parties are also welcome. Stop by their location at 30 Monocacy Boulevard here in Frederick, or visit them at frederickwinehouse.com. Now offering curbside pickup, give them a call at 301-901. Ladies and gentlemen, it is now the last call for alcohol. Alcohol will not be served past the first pitch of the eighth inning. Your friends at the Frederick Keys remind you to please do not drink and drive and enjoy the rest of this game responsibly. Thank you.
This lunch break is gonna take all afternoon, half the night. Tomorrow morning, I know they'll be held to pay. Hey, but that's all right. I ain't had a day off now in over a year. My Jamaican vacation's gonna start right.
Joe Putnam back with you here at Nimeo Field at Harry Grove Stadium. We enter the seventh inning, 6-2 lead for the Spikes. Opener of a four-game series here, looking to keep the momentum going from last night's stirring MLB Draft League overtime tiebreaker win. Back home at Medler Field, Lebrano Park. We're back there again Friday, June the 28th. Three straight home games to close out June, and then a big homestand extending into early July as well. And the first pitch to Trayson Hughes, fouled back to the glove. Strike one. Christian Rodriguez still on the mound for the Keys, and Hughes turns on this one and sends the relievers scattering in the Frederick bullpen. They've just got the bench out there in the open air on the side of the mounds, and a hasty retreat from that liner off the bat of Trayson Hughes. 0-2. Next offering, popped up foul behind home plate. Count remains the same. Now, Williamsport has bounced back from what was a tough loss for them. They're still leading Mahoning Valley 8-3, top of the eighth inning now. At Journey Bank Ballpark at historic Bowman Field, and the 1-1 break, or the 0-2 breaking ball, rather, is low for ball one. One ball, two strikes. West Virginia leading Trenton 5-2, top of the ninth, looking to finish it off. Hughes bounces this one up the middle. Take him out of the shortstop, Elijah Clayton, throw to first, and Cam Clayton, unsteady footing there, but he keeps the foot on the bag. That's a few times tonight that even in the heat here, when you would think it wouldn't be slick at all out there, Cam Clayton has had some difficulty maintaining full balance, but he's been on just enough to record the outs. That's another Clayton to Clayton put out, 6-3, one gone. Tyson Bass with his first at-bat tonight. He took over in right field for Samuel Benjamin in the sixth. Benjamin, by the way, bouncing back from his first hitless game of the year to reach base all three times he came up tonight. Two hits and a walk. He knocked in his league-leading 16th run. He scored two more. He stole a base. And now Bass up, who takes a strike, fastball at the knees, 93 miles an hour to make it a 1-1 count. Bass hitting 243, but with a 440 on-base percentage. Six RBIs in 14 games. That fastball sails past everybody, well outside of the righty Bass. Ball two. As the skies darken above us, still a shade of dark blue. But the moon rising up as well, becoming more apparent as the 2-1 curveball's a strike, well placed over the inner half. Two balls, two strikes. Beautiful picture on what's turned into a beautiful evening here in the 2-2. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Tag applying to finish the strikeout, which is the fifth of the night for Christian Rodriguez, who took over in relief back in the third, and he is now going a full four innings on the hill, but he's got one more out to get here in the seventh. As there is no action in the Keys bullpen, neither is there any action in the Spikes bullpen, and Sam Swigert going to be called upon to go two innings tonight, but he'll have the chance to do so with nobody on base. Came in with the bases loaded, always tough for any reliever, I don't care who you are, to come into the game with the bases loaded. Swigert did so, one out. He did walk a batter in, but then elicited a double play to end the inning. Kate Climby, the batter for the Spikes, and swings at the 0-1, fouls it off first base side. Climby is 2-for-3, struck out in the first inning, but then an infield single in the third, a line drive or a sharp grounder of a single in the fifth inning. Came in to score in that frame. He stole a base back in the third as well. 6-2. State College leading. Hayden Moore waiting in the on-deck circle. So Moore will take over at DH for Daniil Ortiz, who delivered an RBI single last time up. Again, Tim Battle sharing the wealth as far as playing time goes here. Wants everybody to get those looks from these major league scouts as Climby sends this one down the right field corner, and it drops in a foul ball. Boy, that did not miss by much, but just to the right of the chalk. That would have been a ground rule double because it was skipping out of play, but instead, with about a foot, if that, of foul territory down near the corner, the ball found it in Dave Snyder's view. And again, he made an immediate call. Foul ball. That's where umpires can get in trouble, is when they guess at the call. That was no guess. Dave Snyder, he saw foul ball. He called foul ball. Did so with authority. Got to credit him for that. 1-2 to Climby. Fastball down and in. Rodriguez was pacing off the mound, thinking that was called strike three, but he will go back to the top of the hill with a 2-2 count on Climby now. And see what he comes with on the 2-2. And Climby again sends this one down the right field line. This one will curve foul well before getting to the corner. Still 2-2. Went curveball there. And Christian Rodriguez, Cal State Fullerton product. Rodriguez gets the sign, the pitch. Chopper down the third baseline, also foul. Fielded well by Tim Battle, and he will bounce the ball across the diamond to the first base dugout. Home team, the keeper of the baseballs here, as it is across the major leagues, the minor leagues. 2-2. In tight. Climby turns away. Ball three. That one ran in on the hands. But Cade, with his quick reflexes, eluded it. Again, that has been a real bugaboo these days in baseball. Pitches inside, hitting batters on the hands is 3-2. Chop foul at the plate. It hit Climby when he was in the batter's box. So that's why the ball went foul. But again, Irvin Escobar, can't blame him for fielding it quickly and turning and tagging. We saw two different bouncers just in front of home plate that were very close to being foul balls that Max Bushyhead was able to field last night in the overtime tiebreaker. Unfortunately, an errant throw on the first one, but the second one right on target. And another 3-2, bounced foul left side. The 11th pitch of the at-bat coming up, and Cade Climby has had a couple of extended ABs in this game. He has taken the measure of Adam Falinski, and now Christian Rodriguez doing the same here in this at bat. Another 3-2. Chop down the third baseline, foul. 12th pitch of the at bat coming up. And with Rodriguez now at 76 pitches on the evening, this may be hastening his departure, although, again, there is no one warming up in the Frederick bullpen. Hayden Moore is waiting on deck to pinch hit for Daniil Ortiz if he can get the chance here. And a bouncer on to third off the bat of Climby. Taken in by Gil Fernandez. Throw across the diamond in time, and the inning is over. A valiant effort at the plate for Cade Climby, but spikes go down in order in the top of the seventh. It is time to stretch here at Nimmo Field at Harry Grove Stadium. 6-2 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Sam Swiger back on the hill for the Spikes in the bottom of the seventh. His first pitch to Elijah Clayton, sent to center field right at Sam Erickson, who puts it away for out number one. 6-2 lead for the Spikes. Here's Irvin Escobar. The Frederick catcher is 0-for-1, grounded out to shorten his first at bat. He took over a catcher in the fourth inning, replacing Dennis Kasumba, who got the start here this evening. The native of Uganda looking to blaze a trail for Ugandan players to become prominent on the international scene. And the pitch fouled away to the right side off the bat of Escobar. Dane Pengelly in line for the victory right now. 5 1/3 innings, 2 runs, 1 earned, 3 hits, 2 walks, 6 strikeouts, 1 hit batsman, 99 pitches, 65 strikes, and the 0-1 floats high, ball 1. Pengelly would become the third Spikes pitcher this year with a start and a victory. And actually, the first two are both the same guy, Ben Harris. He's slated to go in this weekend series as well, as Evan Yates, like Christian Rodriguez, a Cal State Fullerton product, warming up in the Frederick bullpen. 1-2 pitch. Escobar sends this one in the air center field. Erickson retreats at first, now comes forward, makes the catch. And there are two outs here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Opener of a four-game series here. It's a 7 o'clock game tomorrow night. On the air with you for Spikes Live, presented by Mount Nittany Health at roughly 6:45. Then it'll be a 6 p.m. matchup on Saturday here. And we'll close out the series with a 1 p.m. game, a matinee series finale on Sunday afternoon. The pitch, swing and a miss, 0-1. High fastball at 92 miles an hour. Well, Rodriguez did yeoman's work tonight out of the bullpen. 4 1/3 innings for Frederick. Adam Falinski, the starter, is the pitcher of record right now, allowed the first three runs. And the 0-1 swung on and missed. High fastball again, got him to go around. 0-2 the count. Sam with sinking action on that 92-93-mile-an-hour fastball. Most recently played collegiate ball at the Citadel, but is looking elsewhere to continue his collegiate career. And the 0-2 slider called strike three on the inner half. Tremendous pitch. That is the first strikeout for Sam Swiger tonight, the seventh for Spikes pitching. Brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Have you had a great Mount Nittany Health experience? Please take a moment to review us on Google to help spread the word about great care in our community. Three up, three down for Sam Swigert in the seventh. We go to the eighth, 6-2 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Frederick County with flood water restoration services, air duct cleaning, as well as head odor and stain removal. Text or call 240-674-0021 for 24/7 service. Don't miss out on Hamilton's amazing stain removal process. Hamilton's Unlimited is the official carpet cleaning company for the Fraser Keys. If we trust them with all of our carpet and floor care needs, then so can you. Visit HamiltonsUnlimited.com or call 240-674-0021. Now pitching for the Keys, number 16, Evan Yates.
As is being announced to the press box here currently down in Frederick, Christian Rodriguez done for the night. 4 1/3 innings on the mound for the Keys right-hander. He allowed 3 runs, 2 earned on 6 hits. Did not walk a batter. Struck out 5. 77 pitches, 50 of them for strikes. And taking over for him, fellow Cal State Fullerton Titan Evan Yates, a 6'2", 180-pound right-hander, 21 years old, a native of Riverside, California. And Yates is making his fourth appearance of the year for the Keys, a 1-0 record, a 4.26 ERA, 0-2 in save opportunities. This will not be one of them. 6 1/3 innings, he's allowed 4 runs, 3 earned on 7 hits, 6 strikeouts to 4 walks, 1 hit batsman as well, and a .292 opponent's batting average. Meanwhile, Hayden Moore was waiting on deck if he had got an opportunity in the seventh inning. But now he will pinch hit for Daniil Ortiz here in the eighth and take over the DH role the rest of the way. And the first pitch by Yates to Moore is low for a ball. Hayden Moore made some great plays in right field last night. St. Louis University product, and he swings with the breaking ball down low. Strike one on the swing, however. Hayden batting .211, but with a .348 on base percentage. 4-for-19 with 3 walks. He has a double to his credit, and he's hit by the pitch here. So the slider hits him, and Moore, the first hit batsman on the State College side tonight. Here's Carson Luna now, who's been the shortstop for the duration. 1-for-3, a double sandwiched in between a strikeout and flyout. Spikes leading 6-2 here in the top of the eighth inning. 9 hits for State College, 3 for Frederick, each side with an error. And Luna readies in the right-handed box. Yates taking his time, looking in for the sign from Escobar. And the pitch homeward, high and away for a ball. 1-0 the count. Again, tomorrow night, 7 o'clock game here. And then after this series in Frederick that goes through Sunday, off day on the schedule next Monday, throw on to first, Moore dives back in. And Yates is going to keep an eye on Moore because Hayden already has been an ace in steals. He is 4-for-6 officially on the year. The 1-0, a bluff off first by Moore. The fastball misses upstairs. Ball 2. Following the off day Monday, 3 games next Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday at Trenton. A return to Trenton Thunder Ballpark where the Spikes started this season. And the 2-0 popped up foul right side. But then a stretch of 12 home games in 14 days for the Spikes, or 14 games, I should say. There are a couple of off days mixed in there as well, but the only road games the Spikes will be playing up to the end of the first half, once it gets to June 28th, will be July 4th and 5th in Williamsport. Other than that, it's all at Medler Field, Lebrano Park. And even when the Spikes are playing at historic Bowman Field, Medler Field, Lebrano Park opens up to be the VIP viewing location once again for the Central PA 4th Fest fireworks, with great activities as well, including the community baseball game. The Center County League All-Stars will be in action. Pitch is called, a strike. Throw on to second. Moore tagged out. So a caught stealing there. I believe the putout goes 2-6. It is strike two to Luna, and the base is now empty with one out. 2-2 count to Carson Luna. Still a 6-2 lead for the Spikes here in the top of the eighth. And, of course, we lead into the fourth with the traditional Independence Eve fireworks at the ballpark, July 3rd, presented by the PA Lottery. And keep your eyes peeled as well. Maybe you've got a youngster. I know the Firecracker 4K will take place early in the morning of the fourth. But if you've got maybe someone who might not be ready to run just yet, but still is raring to go and race, there are going to be some great prizes for you July 3rd and 4th. We'll have more on that in the days to come as the 3-2 pitch now to Luna, fouled back to the screen. Count remains full. Seventh pitch of the at-bat coming up. Yates delivers. Swing and a foul tip into the mitt. Tag applied just in case. Strike three is called, or is called on the swing and the tag. That is the first strikeout for Yates. That is the ninth strikeout for Frederick pitching tonight. And now here's Brylan West, who went deep to left field last time up. A solo shot off Christian Rodriguez. His first home run as a Spike went 363 feet. Now facing another Cal State Fullerton right-hander in Yates. Takes a strike, fastball on the inner half of the plate. Right-handed action in the Spikes bullpen now. Landon O'Donnell warming up. And the 0-1. That is low for a ball. Appeal on the check swing, but no go, says Dave Snyder. Had to be alerted that they were actually asking him for the appeal because it didn't look like it would be needed. 1-1. West takes a strike. Two-seamer, cutter on the outer edge. 1-2 the count. Ramada out of town scoreboard. They have gone final in West Virginia. The Black Bears defeating Trenton 5-2. 2-2 pitch, high and away for a ball. I checked that 1-2 pitch is high and away for a ball. It's now 2 balls, 2 strikes. Mahoning Valley and Williamsport still in action. They're in the top of the ninth. Williamsport leading 8-3. And here's a liner and a leaping grab by Elijah Clayton. The shortstop had to range to his right, then leap up in the air to steal a base hit away from Brylan West. Nothing across for the Spikes in the top of the eighth. We go to the bottom half. 6-2 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. bottom half of the eighth inning, and a new pitcher on for the Spikes. It is right-hander Landon O'Donnell, the Bradenton forward and native out of Florida Southwestern State College. College teammates with Justin Thomas of the Keys, but Thomas was the last batter of the previous inning. Landon, 6'5", 220 pounds. He is 19 years of age, making his fifth appearance of the year for the Spikes, a 1.0675 ERA. A 1-0 record, 0-1 in save opportunities, and 6 2/3. He has allowed 6 runs, 5 earned on 7 hits, 8 strikeouts to 9 walks, a .280 opponent's batting average. He'll take on the 2-3-4 hitters for the Keys, starting with Brody Farr. Second baseman is 1-for-3 with an infield single. He takes ball 1 low. 1 ball and no strikes. 6-2 lead for the Spikes here in the bottom of the eighth inning in Frederick. The pitch up and in for a ball. That one's gone. Brody Farr took a walk, and now JoJo Jackson on a 2-2 pitch has sent a two-run homer over the left field wall, 379 feet, 102 miles an hour off the bat, and Max Bushyhead and Landon O'Donnell in conversation between the mound and the plate after that one. Six to four now, the lead for the Spikes. The bases are empty, no outs, bottom of the eighth inning. And Owen Carpellotti is up. He is 0 for 2 with a walk, and he swings at the first pitch, pops it up foul behind the plate. Again, Farr took a 5-pitch walk. And JoJo Jackson goes deep to left field off the fastball. And the 0-1, that fades in for a strike. Slider for Landon O'Donnell. 0-2 the count to Carapelati. Spikes will have one more chance at the plate in the ninth. Erickson, Wilson, Bushyhead due up. And the 0-2. Upstairs, ball one. Dane Pengelly with an outstanding effort tonight. 5 1/3 innings, allowing 2 runs, 1 earned on 3 hits, 2 walks, a hit batsman, 6 strikeouts. Pitch, breaking ball outside, 2-2. Sam Swigert followed on the mound for the Spikes. He goes an inning and 2/3, no runs charged to him. No hits against him. 1 walk, 1 strikeout. Swigert throwing 22 pitches in an inning and 2/3. 15 for strikes, and there is a strike 3. 94-mile-an-hour fastball. And Carpellotti is down for the first Landon O'Donnell strikeout of the night. The strikeout swinging is brought to you by Mountain Nittany Health. At Mountain Nittany Health, our view of healthcare is all about you. With more than 30 medical specialties and several primary care practices, we're here for you. Learn more at mountnittany.org. And the first pitch to Alan Gil Fernandez. A slider up and in. Ball one. 6-4 State College, bottom of the eighth inning. There is right-handed action starting up in the Frederick bullpen. And it is Simpa Shwali Shuriken, the 5'9", 170-pound right-hander from Gayaza, Uganda, coming over with Dennis Kasumba this year. And the pitch, a strike. Fastball at the knees, 1-1 now to Gil Fernandez, who laces a grounder to short, taken to the hole by Luna, sets, fires in time for the 6-3 put out, two down. Now Irvin Weems, the batter, the center fielder, is 1-for-2 with a walk. And walk came with the bases loaded in the sixth inning. So he nets an RBI out of it. And Weems into the right-handed box. It'll likely be Landon O'Donnell finishing this one out if it's up to manager Tim Battle and pitching coach Jared Brown for the Spikes. First pitch, breaking ball, called strike on the outer half. 0-1 to Weems. Now, will not be a save situation for Landon, but fastball strike on the inner half, 0-2. But still, a good performance to finish out the game will be a feather in his cap. The 0-2. Swung on, popped up into the night sky, tracking it through the lights, bushy head to the warning track, a reach back and could not quite haul it in, and to deal with the lights, the net, everything else, and couldn't quite haul it in. Remains 0-2, however, a 96-mile-an-hour fastball that time from Landon O'Donnell. Tomorrow here at Nimmo Field at Harry Grove Stadium, it'll be left-hander Jacob Krager on the mound for the Spikes. Grant Richards, right-hander, will get the start for Frederick. Again, game time 7 p.m. I'll be along with you for Spikes Live, presented by Mountaineer Health at approximately 6:45. Foul to the right side, 0-2 remains the count to Weems. And the next offering, a fastball low, 95 miles an hour, ball one. Well, some stretching being done in the Spikes bullpen, but no throwing as of the moment. 1-2 the count, and the ball got away from the bullpen there, so time is called as it was floating around foul territory, so Keys shuffle it out of play. Everybody readies once again. Base is empty, 2 outs. The 1-2 from O'Donnell. Breaking ball lifted in the air. Left center field, over for it is Erickson. He puts it away, and the inning is over. So credit to Landon O'Donnell. He shakes off the two-run homer to retire the next three batters in order. 2 runs, a hit, nobody left. 8 innings complete. State College 6, Frederick 4 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
This summer, you do you, only at Toyota. Whether it's in an adventure-ready RAV4 with available all-wheel drive, an all-new 24 Tacoma with more power for more play, or the all-new 25 Camry, because every day deserves more fun. Find out more at buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Offers end July 1st. Toyota, let's go places.
The State College Spikes are hitting the field all summer long. Enjoy fun, affordable family entertainment as the future of baseball is on display in Happy Valley. Spikes teams have something for everyone at the new look Mettler Field at Lobrano Park. From great giveaways to fantastic deals, from special appearances to plenty of fireworks, all the way through September 3rd. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or get the schedule and buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Into the ninth inning, and a new pitcher on the mound for Frederick. It is Sempa Shwali Sherikin, native of Gayaza, Uganda. He is 22 years of age. He'll turn 23 in July, 5'9", 170 pounds. Coming over along with Dennis Kasumba from Uganda after Dennis blazed the trail last year. Sherikin has made one appearance so far. It did not go his way. 5 runs on 2 hits, 3 hit batsmen, 2 walks in a third of an inning. But he is looking to rebound here, and the Spikes with a 6-4 lead, conversely, would like to increase that. And Urban Escobar, the catcher. Sempa Shwali Sherikin meeting with him between the mound and the plate. Making his first official appearance since July the 6th, the third day of the season. Sherkin looks in for the sign. Breaking ball for a called strike. A curveball at tick below 70 miles an hour. Sam Erickson 0 for 3 tonight facing Sherkin. And Evan Yates goes one inning. Did not allow a run nor a hit. No walks, one strikeout. He did hit a batter. And the 0-1. I just call him Simpa around here, and he delivers a pitch fouled away. 86 on the fastball. 0-2 the count. Yates, by the way, threw a total of 15 pitches, 8 of them for strikes in his inning of work. And there's action in the Spikes bullpen. Drake Quinn in what will be a save situation. The 0-2, and Erickson sends this one deep to left field, but back to the warning track. Oh, and a drop in left field. Justin Thomas had it, and he lost it. That is going to be the second error of the game on the keys as Erickson is aboard. He gave it a ride, 334 feet off the bat, 91 miles an hour, off a 71-mile-an-hour curveball, but he reaches via the error. So now Blake Wilson, the batter, fouled out to third base, his only other plate appearance tonight. The set by Sherkin on the pitch, that is fouled at the plate. Strike one to Wilson. And the Keys also have two right-handed pitchers from China, Tom Sun and Joe Zhu. And Zhu was here 2 years back, actually pitched his collegiate ball in the U.S. this year at Minnesota West Community College. Tom Sun, meanwhile, pitched collegiately at Augustana University. That pitch upstairs for a ball, 1-1 to Wilson. And the 1-1. Upstairs for a ball. 2-1 the count. Tom Sun out of Augustana in South Dakota actually helped guide them to the Division II College World Series in 23. Set by Sempa Shuali Sherikin, and before the 2-1 pitch, time is called. That's the thing, too, is the experience here will be invaluable, but it can be a tough experience sometimes when you make that jump right into the fray here among talented draft prospects. And the 2-1 fouled away right side, 2-2. But folks like Dennis Kasumba, like Sempa Shuali Sherikin, they're the trailblazers. They're the ones forging a path for others to follow. Hopefully one day on to the big leagues out of Uganda. And you wonder what other nations may do the same as baseball continues to travel around the world. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. So that's the first strikeout for Sherikin of the season. And with one down, here's Max Bushyhead, the catcher, 0 for 2 with a walk and a run scored. And Sepa Shuali Sherikin probably has had a lot of work between June 6th and now to get himself ready in that two-week span for another appearance. The first pitch, low and away for a ball, 1-0 with a breaking ball. Bushyhead walked and scored in the third inning, grounded out in the fifth, flied out to right in the sixth. We're in the top of the ninth, Spikes leading 6-4. And again, Drake Quinn warming up right now. It's a stolen base situation. Taking off for third is Erickson. The throw to third is not in time. And the stolen base will put Erickson 90 feet closer. Congratulations from Tim Battle. And here in a two-run game, a little bit of a risk, but being aggressive has been what Tim Battle has been preaching to this club throughout the first 2 weeks and change of the season. And the infield now up all the way around. The 1-1 pitch fouled back to the backstop. 1-2 the count. Bushy Head might upset it himself, steps back, and with the arms traces the path that he would like to follow with the bat. 1-2 two strikes. There is no wind present right now here at Harry Grove Stadium. The moon, extra apparent, nearly full in the sky over right field. And the 1-2, breaking ball, and a called strike, 3 at the knees. So the second consecutive strikeout for Sempa Shuali Sherikin. And with two down, here is Trayson Hughes. The left fielder is 2-for-4, doubled in the first inning. Drove in a run with his single in the third. He scored a run in that inning as well, has struck out and grounded out since, but he has gone 1-for-2 in stolen base attempts tonight. Here is the set. Sherikin to the plate. Breaking ball, and it skips past Escobar to the backstop. Erickson will score standing up on the wild pitch. And it is 7-4 State College. And you can tell, and remember, the Spikes have experience with international players as well. Pitchers in particular, Rinku Singh, who is one of the pitchers that the Pittsburgh Pirates signed, along with Dinesh Patel from India. There was a game show, Million Dollar Arm, and whoever could throw a fastball above 85 miles an hour after extensive work would get a contract, a minor league contract with the Pirates. Both of them signed those contracts. And Rinku Singh ended up making his way to the Spikes, and even though velocity was not his game, he was tremendous in terms of his control. Breaking ball low, 3-0 the count to Trayson Hughes, though, on this occasion. But Rinku Singh hardly ever walked anybody. He never quite made it to the big leagues, but he did make it to the big leagues in another sports entertainment venture, becoming a professional wrestler. He was in WWE under the name Veer Mahan for several years, but now on the independent scene as he tries to make his way. Trayson Hughes will make his way to first base after receiving ball four up high. So a two-out walk, and Tyson Bass to the plate. Struck out in the seventh, second time up tonight. 7 runs, 9 hits, 1 error for State College. 4 runs, 4 hits, 2 errors for Frederick. And a bluff off first base by Hughes, and the pitch a strike. Fastball at the knees, 86 miles an hour. 0-1 the count. So, Sempa Shuali Sherikin learning what he can here in the U.S. of A here in the first half of the MLB Draft League season. A hop, a toss over to first. Somewhat of a rudimentary pickoff move, but keeping the runner close to first. I don't think he was trying for the pickoff on that occasion. 0-1, there goes a runner, pitches low for a ball, throw down to second, tag applied, and he is out. Tag is applied by Elijah Clayton, 2-6 on the caught ceiling, and the Spikes retired in the ninth, but they do add a run. They do so on an error, nobody left on base, end of 8.5, it is 7-4 Spikes, and Drake Quinn will be on to try to close it out and notch the save here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
The State College Spikes are hitting the field all summer long. Enjoy fun, affordable family entertainment as the future of baseball is on display in Happy Valley. Spike teams have something for everyone at the new look Mettler Field Abrano Park. From great giveaways to fantastic deals, from special appearances to plenty of fireworks, all the way through September 3rd. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or get the schedule and buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Bottom half of the ninth inning here at Nimmo Field at Harry Grove Stadium. The Spikes leading 7-4, and on to try to notch the save here tonight is Drake Quinn, the right-hander out of the University of South Carolina, native of High Point, North Carolina. He is 23 years of age, 6'3", 215 pounds. Quinn making his sixth appearance, his first in a save situation. No record, a 2.25 ERA in four innings of work. He has been charged with four runs, but only one earned on one hit. Three strikeouts to four walks, one-hit batsman. Opponents hitting 0.77 off of him early on in his tenure with the Spikes, and it's the 7-8-9 batters due up, beginning with the first baseman, Cam Clayton, 0-3 in the game. And Quinn out of the stretch, glove at the belt, and the pitch homeward. First pitch strike. Slider at 81, upstairs in the zone. Landon O'Donnell went one inning, allowing two runs, one hit, one walk, one strikeout, 25 pitches, 15 for strikes. Dane Pengelly right now is in line to be the winning pitcher tonight as the 0-1 swung on and missed, 92 on the fastball, 0-2 to Cam Clayton. Sempa Schwally Sherrickin allows one run, which is unearned. No hits. He walked one batter. He struck out two. And that 0-2 pitch swung on, foul tipped into the mitt, strike three. First strikeout for Quinn, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. For the fourth year in a row, Mount Nittany Medical Center was named one of the world's best hospitals by Newsweek. We were one of 26 hospitals in PA to rank in the top 400 hospitals nationwide. One gone, and here is Elijah Clayton. The shortstop is 0-3. With a ground out, a strikeout, and a flyout. Quinn's first pitch. Outside, backhanded by Bushyhead, extending the mitt. He stays behind the plate. Ryland West still at first. Blake Wilson at second. Carson Luna at short. Cade Climby at third. Outfield, Trayson Hughes in left. Sam Erickson in center, Tyson Baston right. 1-0 count, Quinn delivers. Here's a sharp grounder to second to his left. Wilson scoops it, toss on the run to first in time, and there are two away as the Spikes one out away from their second consecutive victory in the opener of this four-game series here in Frederick. Tomorrow's matchup, 7 p.m. Again, Jacob Krager is scheduled to go on the mound for the Spikes. And for Frederick, scheduled to be Grant Richards. We'll be on with you at approximately 6:45 with Spikes Live, presented by Mount Nittany Health. Quinn to the plate, facing Irvin Escobar, the catcher, 0-2 so far tonight. And a twisting slider, 80 miles an hour. Strike on the inner half. That's been the key. Quinn has thrown six pitches, five strikes. Efficient, 0-1. That one, a breaking ball in the dirt. Escobar lays off. One ball, one strike. Now with a win, the Spikes also would edge above 500. They'd actually be just a half game out of second as Mahoning Valley and Williamsport met tonight. And the Crosscutters finished off an 8-3 win over the Scrappers. The 1-1 fouled back to the screen. 1-2 the count. Keys down to their last strike. After what has been a hot evening so far, Drake Quinn looking to dampen the Keys bats one more time. And the 1-2 swung on and missed, strike three. The strikeout brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. At Mount Nittany Health, our view of healthcare is all about you, with more than 30 medical specialties and several primary care practices. We're here for you. Learn more at mountnittany.org. Drake Quinn with a perfect ninth inning for the save. His first is a spike. Dane Pengelly, outstanding 5 1/3 innings to start the game. We'll get the win. Rylan West with a homer. And the Spikes top the keys tonight by the score of 7-4. We'll wrap things up from Nimiel Field at Harry Grove Stadium right after this on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I like a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566. To make an appointment.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are where the stars meet and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, except Ultra Premium, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime ribeye on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at celebritiesbarandgrill.com for more details.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you've made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are hitting the field all summer long. Enjoy fun, affordable family entertainment as the future of baseball is on display in Happy Valley. Spike teams have something for everyone at the new look Mettler Field at Loblano Park. From great giveaways to fantastic deals, from special appearances to plenty of fireworks, all the way through September 3rd. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or get the schedule and buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Final tonight here in Frederick. The Spikes take game one of a four-game series by the score of 7-4 over the Keys. A trio of two-out runs in the third, two more two-out runs in the fifth. Rylan West solo homer, and then an insurance run in the ninth. Too much for Frederick to overcome as the Spikes finish with seven runs on nine hits, one error, and only three runners left on base. Frederick, four runs, four hits, two errors, five runners left on base. The winning pitcher is Dane Pengelly. He goes 5 1/3 innings, allowing just two runs, one earned on three hits, two walks, a hit batsman, six strikeouts, 99 pitches, 65 of them for strikes. Yeoman's work helped save the bullpen. Reinforcements on the way, but definitely Dane Pengelly deserves to be commended for his outing tonight. He gets the win. Adam Polinski went the first 2 2/3 for Frederick, draws the loss to go to 0-1, and Drake Quinn, a perfect ninth inning. Took him just nine pitches, seven strikes, to record two strikeouts and a ground out. And so he is now 1-for-1 in save opportunities as a Spike. By the way, Sam Swigert gets credit for a hold, his first of the season. Time of the game, 2 hours and 49 minutes in front of 1,760 tonight here at Nimmo Field at Harry Grove Stadium. So the Spikes now at gone to 8-7 on the year, back-to-back victories. They'll look to make it three in a row as they meet the Keys tomorrow night at 7 p.m. here at Nimmo Field at Harry Grove Stadium. Jacob Krager gets the start for the Spikes, set to go on the mound for Frederick. Will be Grant Richards. I'll be on the air with you with Spikes Live, presented by Mountain Indy Health at approximately 6:45 p.m. And then game action here from Harry Grove Stadium. And it'll be all the way till Sunday. We'll be here. Off day on the schedule Monday. We'll be returning home to Happy Valley in the interim, but then back on the road to Trenton next Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, before a stretch of 12 home games in 14 overall contests. Starts on Friday, June 28th, with Fitness Friday at the ballpark. Spikes in association with East Coast Health and Fitness. Then Bucko Mania Night on Saturday the 29th, with fireworks after the game presented by Penn Highlands Healthcare. And it's a Penn Highlands Healthcare Cancer Survivors Night as well, inviting cancer survivors out to the ballpark to help celebrate with us as we celebrate cancer survivors this time of year. And, of course, another Super Saturday at the ballpark presented by the PA Lottery as well. And then Sunday the 30th, it'll be another Sunday fun day at the ballpark, and we'll also be celebrating the Ironman 70.3 competitors who will be running, biking, and swimming across Happy Valley in the Ironman 70.3 competition coming up next weekend in Happy Valley. So tickets for those games as well as many others across the 2024 home schedule with even more to come in the next few days. Keep your eyes on the lookout on the StateCollegeSpikes.com Facebook, X, and Instagram pages as well as StateCollegeSpikes.com for more on that. But a win tonight, 7-4. Get more information and get tickets for all remaining Spikes home games right now at StateCollegeSpikes.com. I'm Joe Putton. We'll talk to you again tomorrow night, approximately 6:45, here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics. So long, everybody.